Tomorrow's News Today.
Epstein cover-up by the Democrats and then their attempts to basically say Trump was doing it has completely blown up in their faces. The Justice Department just discovered another million hidden files that Comey and his daughter and others had hidden in the Southern District of New York. They didn't turn them all over earlier in the year. And now they are saying it is bombshell horrible for the Democrats. Now, it is true that the CIA came to Trump, and I first broke this when he was president-elect, and said, look, this is too damning. He ran major money laundering operations for us. Going back to 82, he was involved under Bill Barr's dad, who was high-level OSS. That's on record. And Mike Benz, going over the hundreds of thousands of new documents, has been doing like four-hour broadcasts breaking it down. Now, when you watch the show, it's great. Benz got the receipts, but you're like, wait, we all heard this from Alex Jones 18 years ago. Lex Wexner, all of them, CIA. Then you got MI6, Mossad involved. You have Epstein taking over the family business from Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine's dad that ran it for the Mossad and MI6. And so under national security, they come to Trump and they say, look, they've already gotten rid of all the real files and stuff. This isn't going anywhere. They've salted it with embarrassing stuff about your wife and you that aren't true. All the same recycled crap, which I told you was going to be in there. And Trump just said, well, then screw it. Then they turn around and stab him in the back and say he's covering up. So that's why you saw him the last few months finally get his head screwed on straight and say, fine, release everything. And he's pissed. And now they found out where the feds had more stuff hidden. And because of Comey sat on top of this, the blackmail files, just like J. Edgar Hoover. And they just grabbed them and they're going to be releasing it. And Trump said, it's all Democrats. There's not one Republican on the list. And that this is... enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas. So there you go. And the left spun that with headlines. Trump threatens to kill him your last Christmas. He said your last Merry Christmas. Meaning you're not going to be happy. But they believe through the corporate media that they can manipulate and cherry pick all this. And Trump had terrible advisors and terrible people. And Ratcliffe, if I know from people that are working with him, says, you know, bad news. Giving him this advice and saying it's right for the country, it'll crash the economy if you burn all these people. Plus, it's all old news. Plus, the statute of limitations. Plus, you can't. He's like, okay, fine. And then as I advised the president at the time, I said, they're going to turn around and stab your ass in the back. So I said, come out and say it's the Democrats, which it is. Say they're the ones covering it up. The hoax is that you're involved. And he came out a bunch this weekend and he said exactly that. And I can tell you point blank, I'm talking to his advisors on a routine basis and saying, this, you know, this is common sense, right? Plus, it's true. Why the hell would you buy into this disaster when you're not involved? Again, well, because it'll bring down the country. No, they're going to bring you down. Burn them. Blow them up politically. Open the airlock and fire them out into space. Flush them down the toilet. Put them in the political wood chipper. Destroy them. Good God, this is total war. You cannot believe any damn thing comes out of their mouth. All they know is being obliterated legally, lawfully, constitutionally. It's war. They're not giving us quarter. They're trying to destroy us. So either you should run up the white flag, Trump, and get on your knees, or go to total war. And I know you want to go to total war. Let's go. Let's go. Have my neck sticking out here forever. But the good news is we're really starting to get some traction now. And I am really enjoying it. And so, here's the key. We're seeing the surrogates, though. They can't pose as Democrats when they attack. People see through that. So they pose as patriots that are anti-Trump and that are just, you know, moral and good. And they're really, with Democrat talking points, Democrat tactics of lying to bring down the country. We're going to be exposing those people today. Stay with me.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, December 26th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the vaunted historic InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. Okay. The Epstein situation has entered a phase that is the most spectacular, the most dangerous, the most incredible of the 18, 19-year history of this fiasco, okay? And thank God the White House and Mike Benz and Trump's surrogates are just coming out with the truth and blasting the CIA and the deep state and the Democrats and Bill Barr and his dad and all of it, because that's the only thing you can do. You can't make a deal with them in the name of national security. They're going to turn around and stab me in the back. So now they've found the other million-plus files in the Southern District of New York that James Comey and his daughter literally sat on, like Smog the Dragon sitting on his gold, the blackmail files, think J. Edgar Hoover 2.0. And Trump came out and said, all right, you dirty bastards, every one of the people in here is a Democrat, top bankers, heads of universities, hedge funds, top scientists, politicians. You want it, you got it. And as I predicted, all they got in the files is the five fake Jane Does that earlier came out in court weren't even real women on Trump. And oh, Melania's a hooker, not true, and recycled horse manure. And so here we are. This is such a danger point for the Clintons, who are begging not to be made to testify before Congress. This has completely blown up in their face. They thought they could give him bad advice to their operatives in the DOJ, Todd Blanche. They thought they could sit there and make Trump look like he was involved and then have the media manage it. The corporate media is a shadow of its former shadow of its former self. And so now a million plus files, and Trump has been told what's in them, and I got a good idea. And he said, it's over for you. This is probably your last Merry Christmas. So I'm going to go ahead and hit this giant story right up front. Then, president to host holiday peace talks with Zelensky this weekend at Mar-a-Lago and Netanyahu. Big developments on that front. We've had governors, mayors, you name it, the latest, the Minneapolis mayor. Basically, death threat last week, ICE. They're going to get killed. You keep coming here. Well, and then we got video of the people literally attacking them when they go into a grocery store to buy water and surrounding them and shoving them and kicking the vehicles, and the restraint is unbelievable. And then we've had more of them shot at, more of them rammed. What, four ramming events in the last few days? We have videos of those. And other mayors saying they deserve it. I mean, these Democrats are trying to get ICE to react the way they should And then they'll just cut the tape and not show them attacking the vehicles or ramming them. And when the ISIS is slamming their head in the concrete, go, oh, look, they're beating up innocent people. They've already been caught in Chicago and other areas doing that. But thank God, citizen journalists are there to show, no, here's the actual footage of them ramming the vehicle at 40 miles an hour and attacking them. So this is their Podesta plan, civil war situation that they're desperately trying to start. So we've got incredible videos of that and the latest jihadis burning up Christmas trees, attacking Christmas events around the world, including the U.S., just running around foaming at the mouth. It's in the $25 billion amount now. The old number is $18 billion of fraud a few days ago. Now they found billions and billions more fraud just in Minneapolis-St. Paul by the Somalis. Unbelievable footage of where they go to these restaurants, these daycares, these home care places, these medical facilities, and it'll be a shack with no windows. And it billed $20 million, $10 million, $7 million. I mean, we're talking total criminal operation with large cuts of it going right up through the Democratic Party, Tim Walz and others. And they look scared in these press conferences with the mayor saying, you're going to start dying. You keep coming here and investigating corruption. And you see Tim Walz behind him nodding his head and bugging his eyes out. You think, oh, he's a soft-spoken little twinkle-toed Mr. Tampon. That's just his act. He's a hardcore communist Chinese agent. And you know, as I said, what happened on June 14th up there from all the evidence was his operation. Those members of the legislature getting killed. I said they were obviously planning to blame it on Republicans, and their main shooter turned state's evidence and said, I was ordered by Tim Walz to do this, to blame Republicans. See where this is going? And I predicted 5 days before they do something like that. They are in so much danger right now as their whole house of cards come down. They don't know what to do. But let me tell you, this is fabulous news. Trump waking up that he's been set up, waking up that he's got operatives in the administration, and going whole hog that the Democrats are the pedophile party, the Democrats are the party of human trafficking, the Democrats are the party of Epstein, the Democrats are the party covering up a million plus files. It's all true. So stop listening to Ratcliffe and burn them. Don't let them sit there and cherry pick and insert garbage in there. Hit them with everything. And it's game over. So that's coming up. Also, Bill Gates, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, ordered to testify in Dutch COVID vaccine inquiries. As the chickens come home to roost and more documents come out that it is a deadly weapon. Look at these numbers that Congress is now hearing. Dr. Tony Rogers, PhD, I believe that we are in the midst of one of the greatest crimes in human history. We have a product being injected into children 70 times that's never been tested against a proper saline placebo. Chronic illness has gone from 10% to 50%. What's that tell you? They're killing us. Of course, Bill Gates just says his main job is depopulating the earth, but he's got a shot. So you're healthy. He really cares about you. And, you know, we've talked about this for years, that the big scandal that's getting overlooked is surrogacy. Surrogacy is the new slavery. And there are some Chinese men that have had in the U.S., California, of course, has the laws tailored for them. It's closer to China. They can pick them up quicker. Over 100 children. And they already have them marked down for sale to men for wives, sex trafficking, or for organs or whatever you need, and they're U.S. citizens instantly, and they sign them up for all the welfare and then milk the money in. And it's all public. And again, they killed over 50 million Chinese girls in the one-child policy. If they have an imbalance, well, don't worry. They just come over here and literally hire models, you name it, when they're producing a sex slave, or they get women tested for genetic purity if they're wanting to get a little organ blob, and then they just take the kid over there to China, and whenever they're ready, they just kill them and take their goods, because the child's half you. You're not going to get organ rejection. That's what Epstein was actually one of his main businesses along with Peter Nygaard. Oh, yeah, it's much worse than just, you know, abusing 14-year-old, 15-year-old girls. They want you to just stay in that area and never get down the rabbit hole. That's the entrance to the rabbit hole. It's 14, 15-year-old girls. No. Down in the rabbit hole. Down in the rabbit hole is women getting pregnant with the man's own baby so it doesn't get genetically rejected. Central African women, because they have dominant genes and the stem cells are about 100 times better, just a fact, for health effects. And then the woman has an abortion in 8 months. They suck the baby dry of its bone marrow, its blood, and in multiple transfusions, put it into the rich old men and rich old women. And that's what Peter Nygaard, that's public, by the way, and not public, Epstein did, though it's leaked. He was into cloning and hundreds of babies of his own and underground medical facilities at Zorro Ranch, and all these medical chairs. All this. Oh, yeah, that's what they do. And he ran a CIA fleet of aircraft worldwide, massive money laundering, billions a month, for the CIA, MI6 Mossad interface. And now that interface thought it would hold Trump hostage. Oh, new documents coming out. That's why they defrocked Prince Andrew. He's now just Andrew Windsor, again, fake name. You know, they changed their name, what was it, 200 years ago to Windsor's, and officially switched to it after World War. But the point is that he's now implicated in torture rings in the UK, torturing kids with electricity, which is their favorite thing, because it doesn't leave a bunch of marks. So that's coming up. Quite a bit of information today. So you definitely need to share the live feed on Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, the feed at Real Alex Jones on X, and follow us on the backup channel there at AJN Live, the Alex Jones Network, and, of course, Infowars.com/show. But whatever you do, tell folks about that local AM and FM station, that local cable station, TV station. And let's say you're a grandma in a town listening on AM radio. Tell your grandkids and your kids about the show. Send them links to Infowars.com/show and Real Alex Jones on X. Hit your email list, hit your text message. Or let's say you're a young man. Send it out to your whole family or young woman. The point is, this is an information war. You've got not some of the power. You've got all of the power to amplify what we're about to do today. And Patrick Byrne, who's recently has been declassified, and you know, General Flynn's vouched for it. We already know all that. I can already tell that from his work. Long-term working for the CIA for decades. They tried to get him to set up Trump and people, and he refused and then broke with that group. And he's going to have a lot of bombshell information coming up at 1:30 today. He'll be with us for an hour and a half in studio, always informative, always important. So look for that new information. He's going to be revealing exclusively here today. We'll take some calls with him as well. Now, that's just some of what is coming up. I also have a stack dealing with communist China and how much it's infiltrated, not just higher education, but primary education, both public and private. And tie it into how it dovetails with the left. Very powerful constellation of clips. And then I have Trump warming up as we get close to January with releasing massive evidence of his task force's findings of election fraud in 2020 and beyond. And basically everything that Patrick Byrne said, Mike Lindell said, it's all exactly what they said, but worse. And the difference is now it's Trump posting on Truth Social and it's on Fox News. Incredible new developments. And this is just the intro salvos. This is just the opening artillery. And then, as I mentioned, I'm somebody that doesn't talk about something until I'm really sure about it. And I'm far from omnipresent. So I have a blind spot, and I've admitted it to people. I tend to look at the globalists and their big systems, the IMF, the World Bank, the central banks. I tend to look at the big corporations, BlackRock. I tend to look at the way they locally control things, their propaganda, their operations. Because I'm about policy. I'm about, you can say whoever you want runs it, and everybody obsesses over this group or that group, but I'm just opposing globalist ideology, globalist policy across the board. That's why they hate me, because they don't want humanity unified against them. But the only way that the globalists can stop our populist movements, not just here but around the world, is by posing as the patriots and then undermining and attacking the Donald Trumps, the Viktor Orbans, and the Bukelis of the world. And that's exactly what they're doing. And I've been analyzing their attack profiles and how they deceive, how they lie, and how they won't just attack a group or organization they want to take down on one front. They'll hit it from all sides. And they've got these squadrons of other, quote, influencers and people that all attack with the same scripts at the same time. So you understand it's unified, directed fire. And so I've been sitting back watching it and analyzing it. And then recently, when the listeners are all asking me, hey, you got to go look at all these claims about TPUSA, they're being put out. So I already knew about most of it. I said, let me go look. So I looked at the two latest big things, and they were not true. And as soon as I said, hey, this doesn't look right, I was the traitor, I was evil, concerted attack. And now a bunch of these people, and we have them saying it, said, Alex, it isn't about whether it's true or not what we're saying. TPUSA is bad, we're taking it down. So a very honest moment, very Machiavellian moment here. And you look at the bearing and the behavior and the glare in these people's eyes and everything they're doing. They're on a mission. And it was known weeks ago that, I know we're on a lot of radio stations, people that hear this, I always remember, like, I'd say half of conservatives know about this. So I talk to conservatives. Do you know about this? Half of them don't, half of them do. So when I talk about stories like this, I have to kind of give some backstory, because a lot of people tuning in are like, you know, focus on really serious issues like the national debt and cutting taxes and, you know, stopping the brainwashing of our children, stopping World War III, serious things, you know, real policies, and, you know, getting the poison, you know, fluoride out of the water, stopping all the poison shots, which we're moving rapidly to do, having huge success. And so if you get into little constellations of infighting, people kind of, you know, don't understand. But just in general, I want to get into some of the tactics used by these people, where you have folks accusing sitting members of Congress, like they picked their name out of a hat, of being in a secret meeting plotting the murder of Charlie Kirk. And then when you show them the very time and date they say that the congressman's there, you show he's indeed there, and they put up a later time stamp when he's in Congress saying, no, he's there later. He flew for the meeting in the morning, but he's there in the morning, and they just try to ignore that. And it's the same for everybody else that has their alibis. And then they just say, actually, we just don't care about truth. Choose a side. Well, I've never manufactured stuff to go after my enemies. So these tactics, the way this is being done, I simply set out, because listeners are saying, is this true? So I said, let me go investigate this stuff. The Egyptian plane stuff and, you know, this. And the Egyptian plane thing, it was way blown out of proportion. And 66% of the time, the planes were outside the continent when they claimed they were here. And the rest of the time, it was all scrambled, wasn't accurate. But that wasn't like conclusive, you know, cover up. You lie. Then this step with the Fort Huachuca thing is so cut and dry. And then even the proof comes out, they attack and put out fake stuff to counter it. And later go, okay, fine. You've proven it wasn't true. We don't care. We're going forward with it. I have clips of these people saying it without even looking for them. I mean, I saw like three clips yesterday, and I've got them. Of these people going, people I've had on the show, like, Alex, you don't get it. We don't care if Candace's information's right. TPUSA's bad. We're taking them down. Wow. I mean, you talk about wild. You talk about sick. You talk about in their own delusion land. So when I told Candace over a week ago, I said, I don't want you to get hurt by this. You've done a lot of good work. I don't think you're consciously involved in this. You need to watch out. People went, oh, that's a threat. No. If somebody's doing something you believe is destructive, for the country themselves, you tell them, you need to watch out. That's the direct, that's, I'm a very direct person. I don't speak in coded terms here. But that's what you do there too. Oh, ooh, ooh, he, you know. And then I said, you know, I've got to do this because it's the truth. And they're like, oh, he's got to do it. He's got a gun to his head. And just every little trick in the book. And so I'm forced to analyze everything that's being said and done. Because then I started noticing all these other groups and organizations doing the same thing, attacking everything TPUSA does, lying about all these different angles, attacking every facet of what they do, saying, oh, we never said don't donate to them. You have video of them saying don't donate. We never said that they were planning the assassination of Fort Huachuca. She literally says that she's totally convinced. It's very clear. The military can't get out of this. They were part of the plan to take out Kirk. Like, I got the video, lady. And then later, oh, I didn't say that. It's, you know, I mean, time and time again, you can't gaslight us like that. So now I'll be forced to show you saying you never said that, 5 clips of you saying it. And then you didn't say this, 10 clips of you saying it. I mean, you want to go down this road, we're going down it, okay? And I love the minions threatening me. You'll lose audience. We'll get you. I've taken on the New World Order, the CIA, the globalist. I've been nothing but attacked. And now I realize I'm taking on the same thing it looks like right now. So, I mean, I love how the globalists always, and their minions always threaten me and go, you know, we could, you know, blah, blah. I set the trends. I don't follow them. And that's who else I have on the show is people that set the trends and are accurate, have a history of being truthful. We don't follow trends. We set the trends. So I explain to everybody, all the factions again, I'm a lone wolf, pro-American, pro-God, pro-freedom, that calls it like it is, your chronicler, a sentinel, just to tell you the best analysis I have so you can make decisions in life. That's the mission God gave me. And I'm not going to ever back down from anything. In fact, I don't even know how to. And so when I start getting all the threats and all the garbage, well, roll up the sleeves. Let's see. So throw every lie at me you got. Do whatever it is you want. If you want to fight, you better believe you got one. So, and it's going to be emblematic, not just of these individuals, this nest, but of all these other nests. And let's be clear. Ben Shapiro is a nest from the Zionist angle to come in and control conservative politics and derail Trump. He's bad. These groups can fight with him some, and it makes it look like they're good. No. It's all part of the same constellation at the end of the day. Key word I keep using. Notice Candace Owens is on YouTube, boosted by them. I'm banned. She's on all the other channels, Facebook, you name it, boosted. I'm banned. She's boosted. I'm banned. Oh, she worked for the Zionist literal Mossad operation, and then they sit around with their surrogates claiming, I do with no evidence. You see, no, sir. No, sir. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones. I work for God. Been on there 31 years. Started off on Access TV. My pedigree is there. The results are clear. Alex Jones was right. And when I see a major operation to derail our operation to save the country and a bunch of nasty people and people start threatening me and stuff, well, guess what? Roll up your sleeves because the info war just went into high gear. Better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted. By an early age, I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I
make. We're all going to live and die by the choices we make.
I've had choices.
And at 52 next month, I am glad that more and more I follow the good voice. I follow about 99% of the time now. Then things just get better. Every day I do what the voice tells me to do. And do what's right. No matter what the threats are, what people try to say they're going to do, I don't even care about that. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to tell the truth no matter what. And that's why they always attack my integrity and make up all their stories and twist all their garbage. because they know at the end of the day, anybody with a brain who's followed what goes on knows I'm doing my best to bring you the truth. I'm busting my ass, and so is this crew, to get it right and to stand up for society and civilization, for our children and future generations, but also for ourselves right now. Now, this Epstein thing is so huge that watching this unfold yesterday was quite a Christmas present, and then going over it for hours this morning, I have to say we called it again. And I'm going to explain how huge this is in a moment. But before I do that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you all right now about something beyond important. And it's about a choice that you have to make. And that's not hype. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has been under unprecedented attack for really 15 years, intensifying when Obama in 2013 secretly listed us as a terrorist organization for destruction by the CIA and FBI that was declassified earlier in the year by the Trump administration. I'm all over the crossfire hurricane. I'm all over the Arctic frost as one of the main people to be taken out by the deep state itself. And the reason for that is we have the information. I have the background. I have the research. I have the guest. I have the crew. We have the giant audience. They tune in and they cannot stand what they hear being discussed on this broadcast. So when you spread the word about this broadcast, when you pray for this broadcast, when you share the articles and videos and reports or take them and make clips yourself and share them, this belongs to you as much as it belongs to me. When you do that, you are the amplification system. Again, you're not part of the fight. You are the fight. And when you support this operation financially, you allow us to stand up against the Paul Weiss law firm, the top Democrat law firm in the country, and we are having major victories against them. We've held them off, shutting us down, as you've seen, intensely the last few years. And it is just a knockdown, drag-out operation. But regardless, the Alex Jones store, thealexjonesstore.com, is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigley. It's funding InfoWars and the fight and the crew and the operation and the bandwidth and everything. And it's funding the Alex Jones Network backup that's been built. So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra-massive sale. Buy one, get one free on almost every supplement we've got. A few of them we can't because the methylene red, a small shipment game, and it's going to sell out probably today. So, and this is the key. You don't just buy one of one type and get the same one free. That's the usual deal. You can buy any supplement and buy any other supplement. So you can buy a $20 supplement and buy a $45 one free. You understand? So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Cardiovascular Detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible, Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors now available at thealexjonesstore.com. High-quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, safe, healthy, metabolic rate turnup to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We can't do it without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much. All right. Now, I was 100% right again, but I wasn't right. It's not like I'm Karnak the Magnificent. I'm dating myself. People that are old enough to remember Johnny Carson, he would put on a red turban and hold letters up to his head and try to guess what they were and make jokes. I'm not predicting the future. I do sometimes with enough information. No. I'm going off the record that's actually there hiding in plain view. And so it was clear when Epstein first started getting in trouble that he worked for the CIA. And then very soon we learned he worked for Lex Wexner. And then it came out that he had been hired originally in 82 by Bill Barr's dad, who was like number three in the OSS in World War II that became the CIA and that ran that girls' school and that wrote a science fiction book about a planet where aliens kidnap little boys and girls from Earth to rape them called Space Relations. I mean, it just goes on and on. And so we knew very early on that he was CIA, that he was also MI6 and Mossad. Again, Ghislaine Maxwell, his partner in crime's dad, was killed to cover up the billions that the government stole and that the MI6 stole, thrown off his boat, the Ghislaine, named after his daughter. And then he was handed the reins to that. So he was a super spy for the CIA, Mossad, and MI6. And I told you that thousands of times on record for decades. Told Joe Rogan that 10 years ago on his podcast. So it's all on record. And it was all there before. But then I could already figure this out, but I talked to Roger when Trump was president-elect, and I got Roger permission to go ahead and say it. And talked about it on air with him. And he said, you can forget about him bringing all this out. The CIA came to him and said, it's going to bring down the royal family. It's going to bring down the CIA, Mossad, MI6. And plus, it's all old information. They've destroyed most of the real files. And so don't expect it ever to come out. But Trump says, no, go ahead and still bring it out. But then the people under him, they come out and say, no, there's nothing there. Then whistleblowers blow the whistle, and we find out there's massive documents in the Southern District of New York. So about 9 months ago, they raided where Comey and his daughter were sitting on it at the FBI headquarters there. The head of that operation wouldn't release it, so he had to resign. Remember that? And so now we learn over the weekend, felt like the weekend over the Christmas holiday, that there's a million plus files in those same offices that were hidden under the control of the Democrats. And Trump's already pointed out everyone in the current files, and they've looked at the new ones, it's Democrats. And so Trump came out with his message that, hey, you guys are done. This is going to be your last Merry Christmas. It's all Democrats. You're screwed. So think about how they maneuvered him, told him the documents were out when they weren't to make him look bad, then said, oh, sir, and I predicted this before it came out, your wife's in there, the Jane Does are in there, all the recycled bull is in there. And Trump said, well, then, holy hell, then this is BS. It's a hoax. And he meant the new stuff trying to implicate him with no evidence is a hoax. And it's come out that it was all the same recycled crap. Roger goes up there and meets with him, 6 months ago, says, you got to stop saying it's a hoax. Go out and explain the Democrats. They're the pedophiles. They're the ones that are in it. That's the truth. He goes out, does that. Approval rating goes back up. Then he gets sick of hearing about it, goes back to saying it's a hoax. We've talked to his administration. We've said, you've got to go to war with them. They're going to keep cherry picking it. You got to make the FBI actually get all the files they've got. It's way more than you know. And bingo, you've heard me say this every day for months and months. Now it happens. And now Trump took the gloves off and said, all right, you're the ones. You tried to set me up. Screw you. Screw the CIA. Screw Mossad. Screw MI6. I'm not involved with you guys. And you're all the ones doing it. All these big bankers, all these hedge funds, all these university heads, all of these politicians. Okay, it's coming out. And they'll try to spin it and say, oh, this is redacted, that's redacted. And then half the time the document's already out. And you see it's redacting informants or the victims, stuff like that. And all they've got is, oh, in a document he flew on Alita Express. Yeah, from New Jersey to Palm Beach. That's been in the news forever with his wife and kids. when his plane was broken. Or, oh, this Jane Doe out of Houston, he raped. Turned out that was fake. So, again, it's just recycled crap. But notice, he's not in the photos. He's not in the hot tubs. He's not in the pools getting blowjobs. He's not, he's not there with Kevin Spacey. He's not there with Mick Jagger. He's not there with Woody Allen. He's not there. And so this is wonderful. Here's the bottom line. Trump knows they tried to set him up. They know that they double-crossed him when they said national security, sir. And so now he said, screw it, release it all. Now, you saw him have to do, in his last administration and this one, four different times he orders them to release all the JFK stuff, and they still hold stuff back. You're like, well, you should just go down there and do it. Do you have any idea how much stuff there is? It's so easy. It's like telling your kid, clean your room, and they just kind of throw everything under the bed. But it now it's happening. So this is amazing. Just in, Trump posts ominous Christmas message sabotaging Democrats who visited Epstein Island. Enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas. And I saw liberal media, leftist media, saying enjoy your last Christmas like it's a threat. No, it means your Merry Christmas. You're not going to be too happy. Over 1 million Epstein docs uncovered by FBI in the Southern District of New York, where the Comeys were sitting on them. Here's Trump's statement on Truth Social. Merry Christmas to all, including the many sleazebags who loved Jeffrey Epstein, gave him bundles of money, went to his island, attended his parties, and though he was the greatest guy on earth and thought he was the greatest guy on earth, only to drop him like a dog when things got too hot, falsely claiming they had nothing to do with him, didn't know him, said he was a disgusting person, and then blame on others, President Donald J. Trump, who was actually the only one who did drop Epstein and call the police on him when he first got arrested. That's on record. And long before it became fashionable to do so, 18 years ago, when their names get brought out in the ongoing radical left witch hunt, plus one low-life Republican, Massey, and it is revealed that they are Democrats all, there will be a lot of explaining to do, much like there was when it was made public that the Russia hoax was a fictitious story, a total scam. See, he's explaining. Trump being involved is a scam. Yes, exactly, which is true, and had nothing to do with Trump. The failing New York Times, among many others, was forced to apologize for their bad and faulty election reporting, even to the point of losing many subscribers due to their highly inaccurate fake coverage. Now the same losers are at it again, only this time so many of their friends, mostly innocent, will be badly hurt and reputationally tarnished. But sadly, that's the way it is in the world of corrupt Democrat politics. Enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas, President Trump. And that's true. 99% of this stuff, of all these giant investigations and Epstein's whole estate record and all of it, are innocent people. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Because this is what you want. This is what you get. Told you. The Epstein files just backfired on the Democrats. President Trump dropped the nuke last night. Trump says Democrats' names are about to come out from the Epstein files. Enjoy what may be your last Christmas. It's all Democrats. Yep. All Democrats. All. And as they begin to release more of the documents, he was running all sorts of fertility clinics and all sorts of stem cell stuff and all sorts of really macabre stuff like Peter Nygaard. And notice I've been the only one talking about Peter Nygaard on this. I go on other podcasts, they think they know about this. I go, have you looked up Peter Nygaard? Another billionaire, same clients, globalist, former president, you name it. And he's there saying, yeah, we artificially inseminate, or I do it myself. Oh, the fun way. He's like 80-something years old at the time. Looks like he's 60. With like a football player's body at 20. And he's telling black women, we need to have a baby because you've got the dominant genes. It's mainly Central African, like super dominant, meaning that just the cells work better, not recessive. And then they have the baby early in abortion and they suck it dry. And then they put it in the old men. You have to understand, if it's your baby, it's like organ rejection. Your body totally takes it in if it's your daughter or son you just killed. And so, I mean, people think like they get a stem cell shot from a woman's placenta, and football players stuff taking it, just, it's like a miracle. That's some other woman, not even your genetics, and it's placenta. Imagine sucking the bone marrow out of a baby, and it's blood. And then they inject it all into themselves in 6, 7, 8, 9 sessions. And literally, you see photos of Nygaard. He starts this. He's like an old man hunchback, and he looks like an NFL football player a year later. So it works, okay? I mean, this is real vampire stuff, okay? So, again, I've been harping on it for over a decade. No one seems to care. Yeah, look at this. No one seems to care. Because it's not like a weird brain puzzle, narrative, whodunit, clue game, Sherlock Holmes. Oh, you know, was this going on? Was that happening? No, it's just right there for you, the answer. Zorro Ranch, Caribbean Islands, just like Nygaard is Caribbean Island. They got these facilities all over. And there you have it. That's what we're dealing with here. So enjoy what may be your last Christmas, says Trump. Look at this. Breaking, the FBI and Southern District of New York have just discovered over 1 million more documents related to Jeffrey Epstein. They're now being handed over to the DOJ, who says their lawyers are reviewing them around the clock. And see, Congress is like, you didn't release everything. We're going to hold you in contempt. And they're like, oh, here's the files. We just got stuff from all over the country. It's not just New York. And don't worry, you're going to get what you want now. Meanwhile, cops probe claims Epstein victims were abused at UK pedo ring parties with Andrew Windsor. You know who he is? That's the former prince. The heir to the throne. You know, King Charles died, he'd be the king. Andrew Windsor with Ghislaine Maxwell reportedly... It's coming out in the files. These are grand jury files, you name it, that they would take young girls, their fathers would, train them into sex slavery to these facilities and then hook them up and electroshock them. They just convicted a bunch of billionaires in New York and other places doing the exact same thing. That's what they do. And why they like the shocking? Because they didn't put marks on them. Now that's the gold standard, torturing kids and raping them. The platinum is killing them. And that's what a lot of these women talk about when they were like, 10 years old and stuff. The media just kept it like the 14-year-olds and stuff. That's like the bronze standard. That's like the entry way. But these world leaders would just tell them like, God, I want to kill you, really. Man, I wish I could kill you. And then they would come back and like, beg, I'll give you $10 million. I want to kill her right now. And they're like, no, she's of service to us. So to these guys, it's like they want that power. That is really makes them feel good. And then if the girls ever speak up or start going sideways, they're like, okay. They're like, all right. They'll go kidnap them, grab them, take them to a dungeon. They're like, all right, enjoy your killing. And the psychopathic psychology of these criminals is pretty much all the same, kind of like Ted Bundy liked to bite big chunks out of women. You know, he'd manipulate like 16-year-old girls. Oh, look, I have a non-threatening yellow Volkswagen. He'd be at the mall. Oh, sure, let me give you a ride. He'd pull a gun on him. He'd say, I'm going to kill you. If you don't, just let me put you in handcuffs. If you put you in handcuffs, it'll be nice. Put him in handcuffs. He takes him to a shack, got a basement, gets him chained up, and he says, all right, I'm going to torture you for about a week, and then I'm going to murder you. I'm going to really enjoy this. And he just starts biting chunks out of my eye. And so you want to know who these guys are? That's it, okay? And then imagine having your own baby that killed it in 8 months, suck everything out of it, and just... So that's your friends. And that's who the Democrats are. And that's who the British royals are. And it's all come out in the Netherlands and all over, like huge dungeons, crates full of dead kids, dead half of living kids in cages. This is Tony Podesta's art display they put in the Washington Post, how great it was in 2007, tortured children in dungeons. I mean, that's who they are. So just remember that. Files offer details on Epstein's death in federal custody. public release of Epstein records puts Maxwell under fresh scrutiny amid claims of innocence. But you ought to go read about what's in the files, reportedly, allegedly, but this fits with the MO I've got. Remember, you've heard me talk about this a lot, on the electrocution stuff. Cops will ask the FBI for more information about the claims Epstein victims were abused in pedophile ring parties in Britain. A batch of files related to the U.S. this week included unproven claims Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell attended events in which abuse took place. Alleged victims, but remember, I told you, the real mothership's the U.K. That's where the real stuff goes on. Alleged victims said they were tied to a table and tortured with electrical shocks by Maxwell and Andrew and other men watched on. Andrew Windsor, that's the former prince, has always strongly denied any allegations of misconduct made against him. The 35-year-old claimed that they were drugged and driven by their father to an abuse ring in Surrey in the mid-90s, where when aged between 6 and 8, Surrey, he goes on, a spokesman added, we are therefore engaging with relevant agencies to obtain access to the redacted information. And now they got the million new files coming out. So we'll see who all's in there. Oh, so you guys wanted to hang around Trump's neck. Okay, well, you get what you want now. Just like Trump said, he said, hey, sad some of you are innocent, but you're the ones did this, so F you all. Me to read that to you again? This, how many times have you heard me say this is what Trump needs to do? How many times? Probably about 2,000? How many times did I say on air, they're going to set you up, Trump? Again, it's not like they came to him and said, cover it up, sir. It's like, it's a big mess, and, you know, a lot of it's innuendo and innocent people in there, and it's old, and we're not sure, and, you know, well what's in it? Well, you know, just a lot of really horrible stuff, and all these leaders, all these people, and he's like, what? Thousands of Democrats? What? He goes, okay, well, just tell them, leave me alone, I'll leave them alone, since it's such a big mess, which was a mistake. Because the CIA is like, sir, we'll bring down the country. And then they turn right around and do this. And Trump's like, all right, that's it. Fine. He even said like a couple weeks ago, he goes, fine, it may destroy the economy. Remember I told you that over a year ago. He said, fine, it may just destroy everything, but it may destroy the whole country, but okay, fine. Yes, yes, I told you exactly how this would go. Well, this is very pleasing. Because it's not going to destroy the country. It's going to destroy them. God's watching. All we got to do is go at these people, and God will take care of everything else. God wants courage. He wants evil run over and destroyed. Okay? We'll get so much prosperity out of this, it'll make your head spin. Guaranteed. I mean, we start convicting these people and hanging them. Woo! God's going to rain gold from the sky. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Klaus Schwab gets it.
What we have seen in the elections, in the United States, in the Brexit vote, this anger of people against globalization and against the elites. If you look what's happening in the United States, particularly, you have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system.
What we are staring at right now is the slow motion blueprint of what amounts to an American coup or an American color revolution, and is carried out, Alex, not with rifles and troops and tanks, but with regulations and encrypted chats. And it sounds rather sci-fi and innocuous, but this is exactly what's being done. It's quiet, it's polite, it's office casual, kind of a dressed-down Friday version of this. And the kind that walks in, you know, with a badge and calls itself public service. The script is not secret. It's not coded. It's written in English for anyone who has the courage to pay attention and to read it. When federal workers take federal salaries that we pay them to abide, and they move official communications onto private encrypted apps, you know, before the president even takes office, what do you call that?
You call it a coup, call it a violation of a whole bunch of Open Records Act laws, serious felonies.
You can call it activism if you want. You can call it resistance if that makes you feel noble. But history calls it something else. Mutiny through Wi-Fi, through channels. This is a digital barricade that's, Alex, that's erected itself inside the very government. The very government the voters just reshaped. And this was not oversight. This was pre-organization. They do this in plain sight. They want you to know the symbology, the semiotics. They don't hide anything. But people are so shocked because, after all, Alex, we don't want to get conspiratorial. Oh, no way.
In Brussels, Belgium, thousands of farmers from across the EU, including Belgium, France, Italy, Spain, Germany, drove around 1,000 tractors into the city center. They blocked major roads around the EU institutions, threw potatoes and eggs at police, lit fires, burned tires, and set off fireworks. Police responded with tear gas and water cannons. The farmers were protesting the proposed EU-Mercosur free trade deal with South American countries, including Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay. The deal will flood Europe with cheaper imports produced under lower standards, devastating local farms and generational livelihoods. Broader EU agricultural policies, high costs, regulations, and subsidy issues have also plagued UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's race toward a dictatorship.
This government will make a new free of charge digital ID mandatory for the right to work by the end of this parliament.
Labour are delaying more elections. Nearly 10 million people won't have the right to vote until 2027. I'm sorry, but are we being run by Kim Jong-un?
Madam President, this time both the right and left wing of the European Parliament want you dismissed. Your term is a symbol of arrogance, chaos, and decisions made behind closed doors over the heads of citizens in the name of your dictatorial ambitions.
In the shadowed corridors of global power, where the elites plot their insidious agenda, the walls have finally begun to close in. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
All right, folks, massive transmission ahead. Oh, my God. What'd you hear what Patrick Byrne's going to break? Oh, and who's infiltrated the White House? The Venezuelans did that. This is a global exclusive. That's coming up in about an hour and 25 minutes. But I'm about to go into what's happening in Minnesota, the latest on that. We're back in 60 seconds. Be sure to stay with us and share those live feeds now. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesshow.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product. Cancel any time and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is so good to be here, so fulfilling, so satisfying, despite all the globalist attacks and all the slings and arrows, because of you, the viewers and listeners, standing with this operation. We're not just still here. We're stronger and more influential for freedom and justice and the battle against tyranny than we've ever been. And I salute you from the bottom of my heart. All right, my friends. We've got a whole bunch of key stuff coming up here on the transmission today. But I want right now to get to the Islamic invasion. And again, that's working with the globalists, working with the EU, working with the Democrats here, working with all the Western governments. They want to create a destabilization of the West. They want to bring in the most caveman elements of Islam, the most backward nations in Islam, to be the dominant political culture. They train the West to lay down, to be servile, to grovel, to be passive, that you can't pray peacefully 1,000 feet from an abortion clinic. You can't raise your children as you see fit. You're going to go to jail for your speech. Everything you see in Germany and the UK is what they want to bring here. Canada's already passing laws. While the Muslims can do whatever they want and act however they want, and we have to submit to them. And then they bring them in from some of the most corrupt countries like Pakistan and Somalia, and the Democrats set them up as the bagmen to engage in mass theft. The fraud that they have found is now above $20 billion. And giant new scams have been discovered. We'll be getting into them. This is a big stack right here. Illegal alien shot while ramming ICE vehicle in Maryland. Look at that. Whole bunch of other events this weekend. But look at this. Minneapolis Mayor Frey says ICE agents will get killed if ICE operations continue. And then you see the very aggressive, in their face, kicking their cars, getting their face in the last few days in Minnesota. You have members of the city council, members of the school boards, members of the government that will not stand up and pledge allegiance at the beginning of the meetings. We have video of that. This is just Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then we have the aftermath of what this is causing. But first, I want to show you a clip out of the Netherlands. This is happening all over Europe where people are getting pissed and they're not putting up with this. Here's an anti-Islamic invasion demonstration in the last few days. And then, again, this isn't on the corporate media. You have all over Europe, particularly France and Germany, tens of thousands of tractors blocking roads. The farmers are dumping thousands of tons of manure on the roads, blocking them. They are burning down different federal environmental checkpoints, meant to harass them, because they're coming in and shutting down their farms, part of the Great Reset. They've cut off the coal power. They've cut off the gas power. They're moving to ban fertilizer use. You say that'll collapse society. That's the plan. So here is the mayor, who wasn't speaking in Somali today, threatening and saying, you're going to get hurt or somebody's going to get hurt, which is exactly what they want. It's why they escalate all this. That's in the Podesta plan. That's what they're hoping for. You can see the evil Tampon Tim, the communist Chinese agent, behind the mayor, nodding and bugging his eyes out. Remember, his wife said she loved the riots. He ordered a National Guard stand down in 2020. His wife loved the smell of burning buildings, she said, and the smell of burning tires. These are sick people. Then let's cut to a clip. Target parking lot, Minnesota. Terrorists use shopping carts to block in the ICE agent. They start kicking the vehicle, attacking him. So he gets out, gets in their face, says, do it one more time. They back off. But it just shows how insane these people are. And these people have Stockholm syndrome, or they're in on the take, I guess, to sell out their country. Classic crazy Karen plants herself behind his vehicle so he can't move. And we got another clip. ICE detain another illegal alien, and there's more people out there protesting that. Go ahead and play those clips.
I am increasingly concerned because of the chaos that is being caused by these ICE agents that somebody is going to get seriously injured or killed. Somebody is going to get seriously injured or killed. And whether that is an ICE agent or a community member, we all know the tinderbox that could explode because of it. We all know that the federal government is looking for reasons to deploy more and more people to Minneapolis and blue cities around the country. We all know that we cannot afford to lose a single Minneapolis resident because they showed up and decided to protect their neighbors, because they showed up and decided to express their constitutional right to free speech. What?
Smile, Nazi! Smile, Nazi! Smile, Nazi! Do you like torturing people because you can't please them? Do you make people cry because you can't make them moan, little bitch?
Okay.
Standing in a parking lot? I'm sorry.
Hey, don't assault people with your car, dipshit.
Go fuck yourself, asshole! This is ICE! That's ICE! That's ICE! Fuck you! You don't have authority over citizens. You don't have authority over citizens. You do not 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 have authority over citizens.
This is a government property.
You do not have authority over citizens.
Don't kick it again.
You do not have authority over citizens. You do not have authority over citizens. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, asshole. You do not have authority over citizens. Get the fuck out.
All right, let's stop right there. Fan down the audio. There's so much cussing here, we can't delay it out for stations. But again, that's them surrounding him, attacking him, kicking the vehicle, and they're so restrained. That's criminal harassment. That's assault. It's insane. Let's go to another clip of them attacking people, another group. Here it is.
¿Tienes un número de teléfono que yo puedo marcar? Dame un número de tu familiar. Dame un número de teléfono. Tu nombre no, pero número para hablar con tu familia, señor. Emilio Moreno.
I just need the wife's phone number so I can let her know, please. No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
You didn't let my husband call. He's in fucking Mexico right now.
Well, that was a different case.
No, it wasn't.
He fought us.
He did not fight you.
Yes, he did.
Then why weren't the windows broken?
because he rolled the passenger window down.
So you're the ones that arrested my husband. Can't wait for that case to show up. Guys are fucking with people on Christmas. What the fuck, man?
That's tomorrow. It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, this is when they celebrate Christmas.
Well, if he would have been compliant with
our... All right, let's stop here. It just goes on and on, more cussing. But the point is, you had 45 million illegals brought in since Obama. You have upwards of half the crime being committed by them. They're signed up for welfare. The country's collapsing. And these people literally believe they have a right to be here. They don't let you stay in Mexico illegally. They don't let you stay in Brazil illegally. They don't let you stay in Nigeria illegally. When you fly into Cancun, they give you at customs a stub when you're flying out. And if you fly out a few days later, they'll fine you or arrest you. And if you stay longer, they will. I remember one time I was just out to stay a couple extra days, and I get a call. They said, come down here. And the manager said, you're supposed to be flying out today. And I said, well, I'm going to extend a few days. He goes, well, you got to get on the phone. We got to fill out these forms. We got to fax this in, or they're going to come arrest you. That was like 15 years ago. I mean, they've got their sovereignty. Why is it that we have to be totally open to all this crap? And wait till I get to the Chinese surrogate moms. This is modern slavery. That's coming up. Next segment. I've got dozens of these clips. They just get worse, folks. But I just wanted to point out what the mayor says, and other mayors talk like this. Chicago, Denver, you know, get out and fight them. And they do this. And look how restrained ICE is. Now let's go ahead and go to the... Here's a clip of the school board. Somali school board members at public school in Portland in Maine refused to recite the Pledge of Allegiance at a school board meeting. And we got more of these in Minnesota. And then it goes into the lieutenant governor... Flanagan puts on a hijab, declares Somalis built Minnesota. You know, they didn't show up until the early 90s. And then let's cut into, holy smokes, I actually have the news articles back this up. It's now coming out that Somalis buy homes in Minnesota to use them as home care. They sit empty, then bill the state for billions. 455 homes confirmed. Some of them are just shacks with no windows. Somalis figured out the perfect plan on how to scam the taxpayers, but they work with the Democrats. And then that goes into national security expert warns, and I agree with him, what's going to happen in the next 10 years. Let's go to those clips.
We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Portland Public Schools recognizes the original inhabitants of the land on which our city and schools stand, the Wolastoqe or Maliseet, Mi'kmaq, Penobscot, and Passamaquoddy tribes, known collectively as the Wabanaki Confederacy or People of the Dawn Land. Equity is achieved in the Portland
Public
Schools.
That's enough. They just wouldn't stand up. He wouldn't stand up or put his hand over his heart for the, or recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Here's the mayor of Paterson, New Jersey, saying it's the capital of Palestine in the United States. Here it is.
Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Paterson is proud to have the largest Muslim population in the state of New Jersey. And we are a better city because Muslims call Paterson home. And as you can see here in South Paterson on Palestine Way, we are proud to light the hilal, something that has inspired other cities. As a matter of fact, over 50 cities now in this state light the halal, and I'd like to think 60, I stand to be corrected, over 60 other municipalities in the state of New Jersey light a fanus or halal, and I'd like to think that Paterson has inspired all of these cities and towns.
That's Sharia law.
Yalla, Zeku, come on. But I want to brag about Paterson first. Paterson embraces and appreciates Islam. So much so that we are one of the few cities in the country where children are afforded a day off for both Eid holidays so they can celebrate with their families. Patterson is one of the few cities where children in schools can have halal food on their in their cafeterias.
And so they make you take pork out. That's the next move.
The children should be clapping for that one.
Calder and Eggermans are doing the exact same way. Meanwhile, they're burning down Christmas displays all over Europe.
Food? Come on, guys. Get with the program.
I want to go back to school.
No, they want day off, right?
All right, that's enough. Anyway. Skip the lieutenant governor wearing a jib in Minnesota.
Assalamu alaikum. My name's Peggy Flanagan. I am the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota, and I'm really honored and humbled to be here with all of you today. I am incredibly clear that the Somali community is part of the fabric of the state of Minnesota. I think about my friendship with NIMCO. We've been friends for almost 25 years. And when I think of being part of Minnesota and growing up here, the Somali community has always been a part of my Minnesota. So I want to just encourage the community to know that we're with you. We've got your back. I am here shopping today and just encourage other folks to show up, support our Somali businesses, support our immigrant neighbors. And I know that things are scary right now. And just know that there are more people who are looking out for you. There are more people who are here to support you than you know. I will continue to stand with the Somali community to be with you and to do all I can to return the friendship and community that the Somali community has shown me.
Here in Minnesota, a local realtor reached out to me to tell me about another way that Somalians are scamming Minnesotans out of their taxpayer dollars. In her community alone, Somalians have bought up over 455 homes. They buy these homes claiming they're turning these homes into home health care centers. She says the way we know Somalians have bought these homes is because all of a sudden, extremely nice cars start showing up. Mercedes, BMWs, the nicest cars are parked in the driveway. And she said, by law, the state will not come out and inspect these homes and make sure these homes even have clients living in these homes. She also said, as a realtor, she cannot disclose to people wanting to buy homes in this neighborhood that Somalians have bought that home and they're using that as a home health care center. She said these homes can even take people in who've just been released from jail, and the neighborhood does not need to know about this. But she says many of these homes do not even have clients in them. But the state is writing them checks every month for the clients that the Somalians say are in these homes. And these Somalians are making millions of dollars off of these homes every year. The Somalians have figured out exactly the perfect plan as to how to scam Minnesota taxpayers out of their money. They are banking on this, making millions of dollars.
Millions.
And the government here in Minnesota is too lazy to go and check it out.
Nope, they're in on it.
Even clients living in these homes.
They're in on it, lady.
The fraud in Minnesota is so deep.
Elon set it all up.
Let me know your thoughts on this one.
So I predict in the next 10 years, it is quite possible that we will have a major national Islamist political party in the United States. Not because there are a lot of radical Muslims in the United States, because there's not, but because there's so much money on behind this. Hmm. And either what's going to happen is they're either going to take over the Democratic Party, or if they can't take over the Democratic Party, eventually they will split off and they will have their own national party. This is called the weapon of mass migration. Hmm. And this is not theory or conspiracies. We have already seen this happen in multiple countries around the world, where an adversarial power will put a bunch of people on the move to destabilize or distract a country. Deportations are a massively important part of it, because deportations are a significant form of deterrence. You know, there are countries in Asia, in the Middle East, and Africa, where you can go to a travel agent and book your illegal entry in the United States. Mm. You are less safe today for the U.S. government to protect you from a 9/11 attack than you were on 9/11. That's the scale of the problem that we have. Everything we did post 9/11 to prevent 9/11, in the last 4 years, we have dismantled, distracted, diverted, or marginalized.
Muslims call me Allah. You know me as Satan. I am Allah.
And you can say, oh, that's just an AI joke. Well, I can play you 100 clips that are new. 200. Here's Dearborn, Michigan. Oh, Allah, the big mosque. Kill every Jew, Christian, and American.
Well,
word, and with a decree of yours, you will annihilate them. Ya Rahman Rahimin, you annihilated. And you destroyed the likes of Ad and Thamud and Fir'aun. These are the Fir'auns and the Ad and Thamud of today. Ya Rahman Rahimin, we ask you, Ya Allah, destroy them. Destroy them, Allah. Take them off the surface of this earth. Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Akram al Akramin.
Give us victory, Islam, raise it, humiliate, you can say it all, and, oh Allah, give us victory to help us, to your slaves who believe in the oneness of Allah, give the victory over the criminal people, oh Allah, count their numbers, slay them one by one, and spare not one of them. Oh Allah, our Lord, thy art waging jihad for thy sake. O Allah, they are waging jihad for your sake. O Allah, O Lord of mankind, grant them victory. O Allah, O Lord of mankind. O Allah, annihilate the Christians and the Jews. O Allah, annihilate. We march for you. O Allah, count them, kill them one by one. Spare not one single one of them, O Lord. O Allah, annihilate the crusaders, for they... O Allah, support us against them. Support us against the infidels, you promised.
Allahumma destroy all the enemies of Islam. Allahumma destroy all the enemies of Islam. May Allah destroy them completely and show in them, show in us the great signs of Allah in their utter destruction, annihilation, humiliation.
Alayka bil amrikani wa man walahum. Allahumma ahsihim adada wa qtulhum badada wa la tughadir minhum ahada.
Ya Rabb. اللهم اقتلهم بددا اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تغادر منهم احدا يا
The problem is I literally have hundreds more of these. These are new ones. I can't even keep track of it all. And so all the kill us stuff in Europe, the US and the West has gone from hundreds of videos a day to thousands because they say we're going into the mode. Our numbers are up. We've got to dominate them, intimidate them, make them submit, go in, rob all the money, engage in the fraud. They're the infidels, suck all the money into ourselves, buy off the government, get into the government, and take over. This is what Islam does. It is a manual for global domination. I've got too much other stuff to hit. I just can't dedicate the whole show to this. But this is all escalating. And again, the government will use, not so much Trump, it's changed, but in the past, they'll use Islamic attacks to take all of our liberties and freedoms and set up a police state for all of us. Look what's happening in the UK, what's happening in Australia. Oh, we're going to ban all the free speech, take all the guns, right-wingers are the problem, you made the Muslims attack, we're going to take your speech. They're passing all these, you know, Islamophobia laws in Canada, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Europe. And I have hundreds of videos of burning down Christmas trees and ramming people with trucks and taking over events, and then I got a video here, maybe I should play this when we come back, where a guy goes around London and shows there's no more Christmas trees, no more lights, there's one Christmas fair, and they call it a winter fair in London, and the Muslims still crash that and get in everybody's face, because they're dominating you, and I got videos of, there's one Christmas tree allowed in London, so the Muslims come and set up a big truck with a big dais on it where the imam curses it all day long and tells everybody to submit to Islam or be destroyed. Meanwhile, you try to pray as a Christian, you go to jail. You have a dog going on the street, Muslims don't like it, you go to jail. You got to do as they say. And I got videos of them saying, you must get rid of the cross on the British flag or else. I mean, so have you figured this out yet? They're here to rule, they're here to take over. It's a gang. We'll be right back. Share the live feeds now.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexjonesstore.com. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Mm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Finish up on the Islamic globalist takeover arm, and then I want to shift gears into the surrogacy modern slavery / sex slavery operation. Then I want to get into the economy. I want to get into Bill Gates hauled into court in the Netherlands one with Albert Bourla of Pfizer for their deadly shots, and more. And then I'll give you an update before Patrick Byrne comes in with, let me tell you, ultra massive news concerning Venezuela and their penetration of the White House. This is exclusive. This is dangerous stuff. This guy's been CIA. That's been declassified partially. And he's got great researchers. And this is good guys in the government taking on the bad guys in the deep state. This is going to be bombshell at 1:30. That's 55 minutes from now. So let's get a headline out on X and Rumble for people to know that breaking global exclusive. Venezuelan moles discovered at the highest levels of the Trump White House. Or breaking exclusive, global exclusive. The Venezuelan government has made massive cash payments to high-level government officials in the White House. Maybe we don't call them moles, we just say that. I mean, you want the beef. Remember the old ads in the 80s? I'm dating myself. The Wendy's ads saying, where's the beef? With McDonald's, like, where's the beef? Well, we're going to give you the beef. You get nothing but beef here. You get nothing but meat and potatoes, hardcore reality, not nebulous conspiracy theories. People are always like, well, why aren't you listening to people's conspiracy theories that are totally disprovable? You're the conspiracy guy. Well, because the corporate media said I was? Have you gotten conspiracy theories in the last hour and a half? No, you've gotten proof. That's what you get. The term conspiracy theorist was developed by the CIA after the Kennedy assassination. It was declassified. Back in the 70s, it got declassified to discredit people asking real questions. But there are people that make stuff up and have competing made-up crap. That ain't me. And I've been set up with this info before, and so I've learned a lot. So I can tell you today on other people's shows, so the ones that ferreted it out, and we'll be covering it, absolute beyond total proof that the Fort Huachuca story about TPUSA and 12 colonels and a sitting congressman and Erica Kirk are all in this base plotting Charlie Kirk's murder. And we have Candace Owens saying that's what they believe they're doing. And then now we have her saying, oh, she never said that. I got the freaking clips. And this is not me wanting to go to war with anybody. I like Candace. I've known her since she first showed up on the scene 10 years ago. But I went and investigated this stuff and said, this doesn't look accurate to me. And I got told I'm a traitor and I'm full of crap and all this stuff. Well, okay, that's good. We'll see. But now the information on Mitch Snow, fake name, is being released here very soon, the next hour or so, I'm told. And it's real bad. Family, witnesses, his children, his military record, totally different than what you've been told. That'll make a movie about this guy. I mean, he is unbelievable. And that's who we're told we got to listen to. Oh, well, he's got proof he was on Fort Huachuca. What the hell does that mean? Was the congressman there? Was Erica Kirk there? Was the head of TPUSA security there? No. They were all somewhere else publicly. And the idiots go, well, Erica Kirk hadn't released her alibi because she's letting you guys run out your line like fools, like a fish when it first hits. And they tried to get Candace to stop this 2 weeks ago, and she came out and doubled down a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago. Doubled down. Not only did my crazy guest, whose eyes point different directions, see all these other people, he saw Erica Kirk there. Just asking questions. So, I'm the guy. I'm already getting into it, but I'll do it next hour. I play it for you Tuesday. I'm the guy on September 16th, 6 days after he's killed, that said, White House meeting, cabinet meeting, Cash Patel, vice president, bunch of other people. I talked to two of them. Got contacted by one, made a call, talked to another. Yeah, I didn't just believe a prominent person they told me. I believed him, but I made some calls. I said, who else was there? Well, okay, don't tell them I told you. Got a hold of that person. They said, yeah, don't tell me. Don't say it's me. I said, why? We're scared. We're not going to. Cash Patel ordered a cover-up when Tulsi Gabbard said she had evidence of foreign involvement and of a bunch of accomplices, which we all knew about. They said he'd be dead the next day online in the town. So people go, well, then what are you doing bashing Candace? What are you talking about? If we have the proof of a cover-up, we have to investigate real stuff. We can't make up a Fort Huachuca event. I mean, did they think when they came out and accused all these people that they weren't going to have where they really were in this modern age with Ring cameras and everything else? It's not true. Everybody bent over backwards last week. Well, he was there at 2:45, the congressman, Amadei. So he could have been in Fort Huachuca and gotten there. And we're like, he's there at 11 a.m. on the camera. He wasn't taking part in the earlier votes, and then now they've confirmed it. And they're like, well, okay, he wasn't there, but, you know, I mean, come on, people. They just randomly chose some Nevada congressman to just say he's there? A congressman's at some hit meeting? I mean, if you knew how that stuff worked, folks, you know how ridiculous it is. You know, I think I'm going to air this next hour. I checked it last week. I was going to do it. It's like a 3-minute version, a 6-minute version, a 9-minute. Go ahead and get the 6-minute version. Go to YouTube and type in Terminate Colonel Kurtz Apocalypse Now Scene. If you want to know how the military planning to kill somebody meetings happen, that's an accurate thing because they did research for that movie. I studied the congressional record. I've talked to people who were involved in the CIA surf teams, the orange teams, all of them. And I had some family they didn't talk about it until their deathbed, but we knew what they were as an Army officer. And, I mean, they'd literally just say, go here and look under this thing, and there'd be orders. And it would just like Mission Impossible, which they base that stuff on real stuff. They said, this is your, doesn't explode, though, you know, 10 seconds. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. When the Army orders you to go kill somebody, you go find it under a park bench, okay? You don't do it with 12 colonels and all these people. It's horse crap. And yes, in the past, the U.S. military would have secret Senate meetings and national security meetings. They would sign death warrants, just like George Washington did, and they would kill citizens. It's been done a lot. So I just know too much about this. And Fletcher Prouty is the head of those operations. He wrote books on how it works. He's the guy that exposed the Kennedy assassination. He was Jim Garrison's main source. Notice that's why Jim Garrison's investigation was dead on. They sent Prouty literally to the North Pole the week before they killed Kennedy. So they didn't figure out what they were doing. Because they knew Prouty wouldn't go along with it. He was the head guy that did that stuff, that ordered it, Colonel Fletcher Prouty. These are real people, folks. This is real stuff. This is the real world. Oh, this guy just walks into a skiff. You got to have multiple badges to get through each door. They almost always have armed guards. And walks into a super secret skiff. And there's all the... As soon as I heard it and looked at the guy. And then instantly looked him up. And here he was with all these other fantastic stories online. I was like, holy bejesus. So, but Apocalypse Now, it's so accurate how they ask him, so insane, right? Needs to be terminated, right? And he goes, absolutely, totally insane, sir. He's talking to the top general in Vietnam. Like, based on the movie, he's like the head of, basically General Westmoreland. That is exactly how those meetings happen. You got Westmoreland, you got the CIA, and you've got the officer under him for the bookkeeping. Three people and the assassin. And that's only on a thing like that. Usually you wouldn't even be having those meetings. And the person you've got going to do the hit has probably killed 100 people. Yeah, this is the scene right here. I mean, you want to know what a real meeting to kill somebody looks like? This is it. You know what? I'm going to get into the organ harvesting. That's what this is about. China and the surrogates they're growing over here. I want to finish with this Islam stuff, but you know what? I'll do that next hour. It's just so important you understand this. I instantly took one look at the guy and said, that guy's not who he says he is. That guy's a con man. This story is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. As if they'd involve the TPUSA people, as if they'd involve people with exploding microphones on the stage, as if they'd have all this crap with people that don't have long-term backgrounds in this stuff. And even the guys that have been serviced and done what they're told over and over again usually say, I don't want to be part of this because they know there's a good chance they're going to get killed. This is known how this is done. Not just in our intelligence services, but others. It's ridiculous. Does that mean there's not anomalies and problems? No, Cash Patel is covering up. See, I'm already going there. It just drives me crazy. And then putting out insane disinformation like this is all going to come out. I mean, again, how do you start naming a bunch of people and not even checking to see where they were? Oh, we're going to accuse a congressman of this. Let's go look at C-SPAN that day. Let's go look at the congressional website video. Oh, there he is at 11 a.m., which is 8 a.m. that time when the meeting's happening. We publish it and say, look at this. People go, oh, that's fake video. That's fake. Everybody goes and checks the YouTube live stream. No, it's not. And the congressman's getting ready to sue people. He's getting death threats. He's not even involved. He didn't even know Erica Kirk. One of two things. This guy was sent in to set up Candace Owens, which I warned her of over a week ago, week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. Or she's in on it. But I mean, I'm just like, Candace, we care about you. This is crazy. People go, oh, that's a threat. No, watch what this does to her. And all you idiots think this is like a high school game, like you're choosing a side here in a popularity contest. You think I'm going to come out and go after somebody when I never go after our people? Only when I see concerted effort against TPUSA from all these groups and angles, and it's classic leftist strategy, am I forced to do that? Again, that doesn't mean I then endorse Ben Shapiro and people that hate her. He's a whole other angle of the deep state operation who attacks me constantly, and Jack Posobiec and everybody else. You know, it's all of it. So this is how they try to destroy our movement is lead it. And that's what's going on. And I'm not going to stand for it. I don't know about you. I'll really finish up with the Islam thing. Then I'll get into the surrogate stuff. It's just incredible. God, there's too many of these. Let's play this lady. She's absolutely right. This is a woman giving into the history of all the areas of the Middle East and Central Asia that just until recently were happy, successful places. In fact, I got to tell you, people say Western Europe's where most of the innovation comes from. China had a lot, but got stagnant. They're super smart. But, I mean, let me tell you, the folks in the Middle East, the people in Central Asia, the people in the Aryans, which isn't a Hitler term, that's where he got the name. The Iranians means Aryan. They are like super geniuses, folks. They were like, had all the technology, all the math and science and astronomy that the West had and more. But not under Islam, it's caveman time. These are amazing people. And now the resurgence of radical Islam, even 100 years ago, most of the Middle East wasn't this bad. But the globalists have also been backing radical Orthodox Islam to destabilize things. So there's that evil globalist alignment with it. I don't want to destroy the average Muslim. I want to see a reformation. But let's go to her clip. And then this is a Brit walking around London. All the Christmas stuff's been taken down. So that's when the domination already happened. But everywhere else, they charge into all the Christmas fairs, attack them with trucks, burn them down, get in people's faces, throw smoke bombs at them, shoot fireworks at them. You got this guy, this imam, saying, you better take down your flag. Looks like a cross to me. Then I've got a video compilation of Christians, atmosphere in Germany and Poland. You know, the two differences. Won't even call it a Christmas thing or it's attacked. Downtown London has been taken over by Islamists on Christmas Eve. But the British families are being violently harassed. I mean, this is just, it just goes on and on and on and on. Christmas trees getting burned down everywhere. I mean, this is going on, folks. Go ahead and start going to the clips.
Without Arab imperialism, Egyptians would be Coptic. Moroccans would be Berber. Libya and Algeria would be Amazigh. Syria and Lebanon would be Aramaic-speaking and partly Phoenician. Iraq would be Mesopotamian, Assyrian, Babylonian. Sudan would be Nubian. Tunisia would be Carthaginian, Punic, or Amazigh. Iran would be Persian, Zoroastrian. Kurdistan would be Median, Zoroastrian. Somalia would be Cushitic. Without Arab imperialism, there would be no Palestine movement. The Palestine ideology was only created as a political tool to delegitimize the only sovereign Jewish state. The Arab conquests erased civilizations and destroyed many cultures. Without Arab imperialism, the Middle East would still remember its own name. They are the colonizers.
Everyone's scared of saying Merry Christmas these days. What happened to this country?
They used to put Christmas lights on all of these buildings. They used to turn them all into Christmas trees. Not anymore.
I don't even recognize this place anymore.
Where am I? I think I'm lost. I don't know where I am. Where am I? I don't recognize anything.
It's shroom season, is it? I thought it was the season to be jolly. Sadiq probably did that. Probably spray painted that himself, didn't he? The number probably only leads to bad Samaritans.
And not a single Christmas decoration on it.
They've changed the name of the Royal Christopher Hall. You're supposed to walk downstairs. It used to be that this bridge was accessed exclusively by chimney because of Christmas, but now, oh, it's just stairs, is it? The only Christmas market in London is called a Winter One. Come together. That's disgusting. A festive sing-along. Not even allowed to sing Christmas songs. Sing the Sound of Music. I've never really understood the Sound of Music. I saw a side with the Nazis. Toilets. That's what we're supposed to think about Christmas, is it? Piss and shit. All these trees, right? Not a single Christmas tree. The whole city, they've just done nothing to make it look Christmassy or festive or twinkly in any way.
So you chucked a load of baubles in a tree, but I'm not allowed to smoke under it. How's that Christmassy?
There you go. In half an hour walking around London, I've not seen a single thing about Christmas. London's finished. There's no Christmas here. So there you have it. We've walked through Sadiq Khan's London. And there's not a single mention of Merry Christmas. You can't celebrate Christmas anymore because you'll get stabbed, you get attacked, your phone will get snatched, you'll die. There's no joy anymore. And some people might say you've just walked through one of the greatest cities in the world entirely safely, and there was loads of different things that you could have done, and you actually could have found the Christmas spirit within yourself, and if you were looking properly, you would have seen the fact that it's full of Christmassy stuff. But to that I say, maybe I don't want to be happy. Maybe I don't want to hang out with my kids. Maybe I want to spend my Saturdays walking around complaining about stuff that doesn't fucking exist. Happy holidays, I guess.
And let's play a bunch. I have hundreds of these, but here's Muslims all over the places invading Christmas fairs, getting rowdy, attacking things. Roll a few of those. It's a historic German. You have hours of this. Here's a guy in the UK saying, take your Red Cross off your flag. No crucifix allowed under Islam. Here he is.
We are not going anywhere. This is our country. We are here to stay. We are settlers. And also, I would like to point out that some people said, what about the crucifix on the English flag? And it's Crusader history. Well, I responded, if you place a white flag with just England written on that flag, there is no reason in Sharia Islamic law why that would be forbidden. So you are permitted to place a white flag with England written on it without the crucifix.
And we're permitted to send your ass back to your hellhole. You got 54 Muslim countries to go to. Go there, scumbag. Keep your inbreeding going. Here's a compilation of Christmas atmosphere in Germany versus Poland this year. Take a look at the difference. Let's check in on downtown London over Christmas, what was happening there. And I've got countless videos on burning down Christmas trees. We've got the brainwashed domestic children marching with them, calling for the downfall of their countries. multicultural Christmas, burning down the Christmas tree. I mean, it's just very loving. It's very cute. Group of Islamists chasing a 19-year-old in Spain trying to kill him. I mean, it's just hundreds of these videos. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these. Let's go ahead and roll to what's happening in London. Just the pro-Palestinian people. It's all the jihadis. It's all the groups. It's all about intimidation. Whether you're in Italy or whether you're in the UK or whether you're in Germany, they're burning down the Christmas trees, burning down the displays. This was just a few nights ago in Rome. All right. I'm done covering that. I'm going to start the next hour, get into the psyops, try to bring down Trump and TPUSA and the rest of it and so much more. But just remember, we're taking on the globalist. We are taking on the globalist. We are taking on every arm of their attacks. And we're having a huge effect. The globalists, the transhumanists, the Bill Gates death cult, the globalist-funded Islam-Muslim Brotherhood, the leftist pedophile rings, all of their tyranny. We are fighting them, and we're having huge effects. But I can't do it without you. I have your support. So make it very easy. With great products that will enrich your life, that work great, so you want to order them again and again. The only thing you got to do is actually try it and just see it as an investment in liberty and freedom. And once you see how great they are, you will be hooked. It's so simple. The globalists, the left, the Islamists invest some of the Muslims, like half their paycheck in political takeover. But the average Christian or conservative or nationalist maybe listens to a show, talks to people about it, but doesn't engage. You've got to support. You've got to speak out. You've got to spend money. And get great products at the same time. We want a symbiotic relationship, so take action now. The sale is running until New Year's Eve, ladies and gentlemen. Take advantage of it now. Buy one, get one free of any of the supplements. And that's not just buy one supplement, get the same one free. You can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. You can buy a $30 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. That's Ultra Methylene Blue and the capsules. Both the tincture of the capsules, bovine colostrum, the very best. CMOS capsules, Life Force, Shilajit capsules and gummies, Ultimate Turmeric, strong turmeric out there, Ultimate Power, which is way stronger than even Turbo Force if you love Turbo Force, Ultimate Power, Beef Cooking Tallow, the highest quality, Ultra DNA, which is a NAD super booster, Atomic Defense, boost your immune system, Ultimate Burn, natural clean fat burning, MK Ultra for brain boosting, and so much more, Optimal Human, back in stock. All of it is buy one, get one free. That's a huge deal for Optimal Human. That is the ultimate green drink out there. TheAlexShowStore.com. TheAlexShowStore.com. The reason we're on the air. Go there now.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is Optimal Human Beef Tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexShowStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you eat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexShowStore.com. Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Looked like 100 guns held on me, hunkered by the shed, a Detroit general and company. A calling boy, come out, we have you jailed. Beside the buckshot door, I stood still, wondering how the hell the bastards found me in those hills, and clinging to a letter that I wished I'd mailed. Oh, rest easy, Madeline, I'm bringing down the pain across this flooded county line.
All right, I'll get more into this in future broadcasts. I want to hit this now, though. This is finally breaking. Surrogacy is the modern slavery. It's one thing if a couple can't have kids, and they get together, and they hire a woman to have a kid, okay? But it's totally different when you allow foreigners, as China mainly doing this, to come here and pay a woman to have a baby, and then immediately it's given birthright citizenship, and then you take the kid back to China or keep it here. They're doing that and sign them up for all this welfare. But that's only one problem. They are signing them up on Chinese websites that you can marry these kids, I guess, in China at 15, that they're going to raise these kids, take them back to China, you keep them like a pet, and then you marry them. So you pay a woman to have a surrogate, and you pick the sperm of the guy you want. A lot of times it's not even yours. A supermodel, they're hiring models and stuff, has the kid, if it's for sex, I guess, and they're mainly ordering little girls, and then they ship them back. And in some cases, they're doing it because they want an organ donor, because if you send your sperm over to the U.S., they get a woman artificially inseminated. She has the baby. She signs over the rights, because a lot of times the surrogate's actually the mom. It's her eggs. And then now you've got a baby you can kill and take its organs for yourself when you need them. I mean, you can't make this up. Even mainstream media is reporting on it. The wealthy Chinese buying babies and American citizenship, sometimes up to 100-plus babies per person. The Chinese billionaires having dozens of U.S.-born babies via surrogate. The billionaires and the babies, China's elite seek U.S. surrogates. Remember, over 50 million girls were killed under the one-child policy, so they also have a deficit of girls. But it's almost exclusively girls that they're shipping in and doing this with. So we need to focus on this. This is a big deal. This needs to be made illegal. Trump's in front of the Supreme Court right now to end birthright citizenship. It definitely should be ended for people with surrogacy. You're like, you know, you're not ordering a Venus flytrap online, or you're not ordering a oak tree for your backyard, or, you know, a sapling or a pecan tree. You're ordering a baby. And under the corporate rules, you own it, you control it, and it's going to communist China, a black hole of evil. This fellow does a good job breaking it down. This is a Don Keith. There it is.
So this has got to be one of the most shocking stories I've ever heard. But it turns out the most powerful elites from our main foreign adversary, China, are basically ordering American babies like their spring rolls from Panda Express. The Wall Street Journal recently reported that Chinese billionaires are using California's relaxed surrogacy laws to have dozens, even hundreds, of American children without ever stepping foot in the United States. One of the Chinese billionaires they profiled, Zhu Bo, openly admitted to having over 100 children through American surrogates. He just sent over his genetic material, and within a year, he got back a baby with the full rights and privileges of American citizenship. Another prominent Chinese executive hired U.S. models as egg donors to produce at least 10 baby girls with the stated intention of eventually marrying them off to other powerful businessmen. And some of these babies are sent back to China immediately. Others stay here to be raised by nannies. And there's now an entire American industry built around this. So obviously a bit disturbing, also ripe for human trafficking, child exploitation and abuse, but it's also probably a national security issue, right? I mean, even putting aside the prospect of literally creating a Manchurian candidate, it doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to see how the system can be exploited by some horrible people and America's worst enemies.
Head on. But I know when we post this on X later in Rumble, it'll be, why are you covering up for the Jews? Because we can only talk about Jews. We can't talk about China farming babies in America for sex slavery and organ harvesting. Well, guess what? I'm going to keep covering it.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. And this little piggy burned down the New World Order. Let me see your war face, Schumer. Let me see your war face, Obama. Let me see your war face. Because what you're seeing from Trump and what you're seeing from people all over the world is our war face. And it's not just the face. It reflects the internal eruption. So good luck. But I commit myself into the hands of God. And I pray on the altar of God that I be given the discernment and the will and the strength and the support to remove the chains from humanity. So let's never forget the business that we are about and the time in which we live. They want to break our will. Don't just survive and persevere and not let them break your will. Instead, take the weight of their assault and use it as a tool to strengthen every fiber of your psyche, your soul, and who you are. And pledge with me, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny that has attacked the mind of man. And pledge, as he pledged 250 years ago, the great architect of our republic, Thomas Jefferson, I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Make that pledge and feel the universe open up. Step into the space-time continuum and realize we're sharing that same moment with Thomas Jefferson now. There is no past, there is no present, there is no future. There is only one endless, timeless moment. And absorb the void, and you will be there staring back at God.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of s***.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with-
with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today. Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
CIA operative Patrick Byrne is going to break huge news coming up at the bottom of the hour about high-level Venezuelan communist penetration of the White House at the highest level. This is very dangerous information. He's got the receipts and more. That's coming up. We're going to put that on X right now as a live show feed headline so people know about that. Now, again, breaking global exclusive. Former CIA operative Patrick Byrne to expose the Venezuelan communist government's high-level penetration of the White House at the highest levels. This is massive information coming up very soon here in the next 20, 30 minutes. So stay with us and share the live feeds at InfoWars.com/show. Band Up Video on Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, Real Alex Jones on X. Do it right now. You want to take on the deep state? You want to take out their operations? He's already exposed the Clintons. He's already released so many documents. General Flynn confirmed multi-decades at the CIA. We got good guys inside exposing it. You saw the CIA a month ago tell the Fox hosts and others, indeed, the Democrats are planning a violent revolution, an overthrow. They're planning a false flag. We've got a lot of good people now in the government that are going against the bad guys in the government. There is a civil war in the government right now. Now, let's get to Candace Owens. Paul Watson, our reporter, basically discovered Candace Owens, did big interviews with her. She blew up. She was a Democrat. She was a liberal. She was putting out a website to dox conservatives. The left was harassing her and terrorizing her, acting like it was white supremacist to manipulate her. She found out about it. She woke up, and she became a conservative. We had her here one of her first big interviews. I think she's done a great job over the years. I have nothing against Candace Owens. But in the last two and a half weeks or so, something happened that is a clear moral line for me. And that was she was putting out these stories about Egyptian planes. So we went out and got the data and actually had the airline experts check it. It wasn't accurate. She's basically partially had to admit that. But I said, okay, well, you know, she's going to publish her proof later. That's fine. Then she said there was this Fort Huachuca meeting where you got a congressman and the head of TPUSA security, and then later the guy saying this says Erica Kirk. And I was like, did you go check where they were? Well, you go to C-SPAN, there's the congressman at 11 a.m., that's 8 a.m., when the meeting's supposed to be happening in Fort Huachuca, Arizona time. We put it out, and her people come out and say, oh, here he is on C-SPAN at 2:45, and he wasn't on the, you know, he didn't do the roll call till a few hours. He's on the video. He was there. And now they've had to admit that. And then they've had to admit that the head of TPUSA security was on an airplane then out of Dallas. And it goes on and on. So I was simply saying a week and a half ago to Candace, I think you're a good person. This Mitch Snow guy, we've already pulled up his background. He's super bad. This is going to come out very soon. You just met with Erica Kirk a few days before then in Nashville on that Monday. What are you doing? You okay? Look, Cash Patel, I broke on September 16th from my White House sources in the cabinet meeting, was yelling at Tulsi Gabbard saying, do not get involved in my intelligence. I don't want to hear about foreign involvement. I don't want to hear about accomplices. And a month later, came out in the news, I was told you the truth. Of course, that was real. And the White House sources told me because they said, we're scared. We're giving it to you. It's not like I'm special. I'm just crazy enough to put this stuff out. just like Patrick Byrne. So that's what happened here. And so I'm not saying don't investigate. I'm not saying I buy the official story. I've been saying day one I think it's fishy. But you can't then say Fort Huachuca and all this. And Candace does this thing, too. We've got the compilations if she wants to go there. Where I never said TPUSA was involved. I never said they're involved. And we have dozens of clips of them basically saying it, then saying they didn't say it. Or saying, I never said the U.S. military was involved. It's the French. It's the Israelis. It's the Egyptians. It's the TPUSA security. It's all these groups. That's not how these operations work when they do happen. Super compartmentalized. And we're going to believe in a secure skiff at Fort Huachuca. This guy just gets in there and here's the 12 colonels and all of them. And he sees all these people and remembers more people. And then Candace last week said, oh, this guy, at Daily Wire, did you see him? He goes, I did see him too. So she just sends him pictures. Was he here? Oh, he was there too. So it's not that it's a Daily Wire. It's a Mossad operation. We've exposed them. The point is these groups fight with each other. I believe we're all part of the same deep state trying to create a clash. I don't know if she's being handled or if she's part of it. She's married to this British lord and all this other stuff. She's boosted on YouTube. I'm banned on there. I never worked for the Mossad operation Daily Wire. They're all accusing me because Laura Limmer was on the show and I talked to her on the phone and she said, oh, she told me to go after her. Don't you remember that conversation? She was telling me they were like work for Qatar. I didn't agree with her. I was trying to convince her it wasn't the case. I said, maybe British intelligence, not Tucker, but her. So they use that to say, oh, look, he got the call. His handler's Laura Loomer. Give me a break. No, more like the Easter Bunny. So that's what they throw at me when I do this. And now I saw a bunch of her surrogates, a bunch of her ring race, a bunch of her priesthood saying, hey, Alex, we don't care if she's accurate. We're taking down TPUSA. And I know the inside baseball from Charlie, all the stuff they've got haven't released yet, but they brought her 2 Mondays ago and said, you want this out? What Charlie really thought about you? And how it was on the website, you weren't part of it 2 years ago? And how you're milking this and all this other stuff? And so they brought her this stuff and they brought her the, you know, where people were and all the rest of it. And she's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And then 2 days later has this guy on. They're releasing all his records, his real name, his family, his kids are coming on, adults that are Army veterans. I mean, this is going to be devastating, ladies and gentlemen. And I tried to get Candace not to go there. Because my listeners, everybody's like, whoa, Fort Huachuca, the plan to kill. I said, that doesn't make sense. It's not how those things happen. I said, let me go look. So then we start checking, and here's everybody's, oh, here's their plane tickets. Here's their stubs. Here's their info. Here they are on C-SPAN. And so I'm like, oh, well, Candace must be being misled by this guy. Hey, watch out, Candace. They go, ooh, that's a threat. No, I'm a straight talker. Watch out. You're being set up. So there's a concerted effort all over the place to take down TPUSA. It's got 2.5 million people registered to vote in the last election. They are totally pissed off at it. It doesn't mean it's above reproach. Doesn't mean it should be investigated. Doesn't mean I don't have some issues with them. But I will not sit there. I noticed Candace's camp followers are like, you'll be discredited. We'll come after you. We'll do this and that. You're unpopular doing this. I don't give a rat's ass. I've never done something because I believe it'll make me popular. I'd have taken the money from the globalists decades ago if I was to do that. You got the wrong guy. Yeah, look at Candace. France, Israeli, Australia, the Daily Wire, PragerU, Turning Point, you say, Alex Jones, Christian influencers, entire mainstream media, APAC, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Big Pharma, Hollywood, versus you. Yeah, right. You position yourself perfectly to always be the victim. How about MI6? How about your husband? How about Keir Starmer waging war against Trump and Elon Musk? How are they doing? No, you changed the subject. You said there was a meeting at Fort Huachuca with all these people that have been proven to be somewhere else. What about the congressman from Nevada? Amadei. Not even involved in all this. Doesn't even know these people. And he's in there, and you've just made him this. We're like, hey, this isn't right. He's on C-SPAN. He's voting. And you're like, oh, the whole world against you. Well, you're the one out there claiming you know how it all works. And then she says, and her people say, I never really said the military was involved. I never said this meeting was about killing him. What the hell? That's what you've all said. So just stop lying to us. Stop talking to us like we're like this. The Democrats said they were going to kill him. They said they were going to kill him beforehand. They celebrated killing him. They had a guy up front saying, oh, I shot him as a diversion so the guy could get away. You have the shooter wearing his trans tie and looking all excited and proud of himself when he's in the hearing. I'm not saying he didn't have help. I'm not saying there could be other shooters. Because Cash Patel's covering up, I don't know what that is. But just because there's a cover-up doesn't mean you can then say, for Huachuca, and I saw Candace Owens there. It's the same level of lunacy here. So here she is, saying she just can't see how it is in the U.S. military now, because this guy told her so. We're like, watch out, watch out. We were being nice back then. And now everybody in the world's against her. That's right. Her against the world. And then we'll go to Ryan Matta, who does this anti-human trafficking. Had him on as a guest, been nice to him. Says all this mean stuff, says things about me that aren't true. I talked about this yesterday because I've seen a bunch of them doing this. They're like, oh, yeah, that's not true. He's like, hey, we don't care if she's wrong. We're sick of TPUSA. This is their standard thing. Like, in justifies the means. So here's the clip of him saying that. And then, again, them running around all trying to deny these alibis. Now the alibi's been proven. Oh, well, we don't care. Oh, you know, this guy just said that. She was vetting it. She wasn't sure. No, she said she was sure over and over again. Here's a clip of her.
Well, what I'm about to tell you guys today is going to positively blow your mind. I just cannot see how this would lead to anything other than a full confession from the government about the military's involvement in his assassination, but I'm just going to deliver the facts and see where they land. There are sort of smoking guns in this that are missing, right? It's one thing to point out all the lies, but we need to also have solid concrete proof of something that took place that was out of the ordinary in the days leading up, maybe, I don't know, a planning session. Well, I got back home after this very intentional prayer, and don't tell me why. I don't know what came over me, but maybe it was this intentional prayer. The person that I spoke with, his name is or was Harry, and he told me a story which I have since fact-checked various elements, the elements that I could fact-check. And it's legit. This is a legit story that I'm about to share with you. And I want to say before I relay it that the descriptions of the people are based off of his own memory. But the facts pertaining to where he was, whether he was where he says he was, for the reasons that he says that he was there, he is being honest. Okay. I can tell you that he's being 100% honest. Now he says, to me, communicated this to me very clearly. So I know how these meetings work. These are the meetings that are had ahead of an operation. Like when an operation is being confirmed, you have these final meetings and they involve all the higher-ups and you are trying to do this in a very isolated location where, you know, people are not going to accidentally happen upon you because they've got something to say about what happened 35 years ago. And he happens to walk in at the exact time that they are concluding a meeting, and he is kind of even more impressed because he sees about 12 lieutenant colonels. And then he sees three men walk out, and he said, certain that the person that is with him is Brian Harpel. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's about to get even more interesting. So, and again, I'm going to say allegedly because I wasn't there, but I have spoken to this guy and I very much trust what he is saying. I think he is very credible. Okay.
Harry. Well, three names on her show? Oh, we know his real name is coming out today. None of those. We have the records, all of it. We're going to let the folks that broke that break it. But, again, you heard her. Oh, I don't see any way the U.S. military isn't now complicitly involved. Oh, we didn't say that. We never said that. Just asking questions. Why would you do something like this, knowing it's going to discredit an investigation of the real help that Tulsi Gabbard said a foreign government was involved in? They had evidence. That's been killed by Patel. That's what we need to be focusing on. That's the head of the Office of National Intelligence. Instead, she said this, you know, she believes this is all good. Then she has him on days later and he says, oh, by the way, Erica Kirk was there too. And then Candace says, oh, well, here's another person. Was he there? Oh, he was there too. Well, I guess, and I'm supposed to sit here and take this and like sign on to say, well, whatever she says, you know, A-okay. And the planes thing, 66% of the time, the planes weren't even on this continent, she said they were. Oh, but she's going to publish all the proof soon. She'll have a special website. Well, I'm not going to hold my breath, Cupcake. So you're under a spotlight now. Because if you actually watch her show, all it does is undermine Trump. And you got this whole constellation of people claiming they're patriots. And all they do is attack. They never talk about the left or the global stream of this. And her show now is loved by the left, boosted by YouTube, boosted by the media, boosted by it all. So let's go to Ryan Matta. You want an example? There's many of these. Go ahead and challenge me, folks. I'll play more tomorrow. saying, hey, we don't care whether it's right or not. We're going with it. These guys said, they're all the same talking points. Like last week, they said, Alex, you're tone deaf. People don't, you're not reading the room. They don't like what you're saying. This is unpopular. You think I give a damn what's popular? I set the trends. I don't follow them. I lost 170 radio stations, some of them the biggest in the biggest cities, after 9/11 for pointing out there were bombs in the building, having firefighters and police on. You think I give a rat's ass? You think I care about you, little people? Yeah. No. You're bottom feeders. And so you just spew your Mossad crap and all that BS and Laura Loomer joining in to hijack it and say, like, she's telling what to say. Very suspect right there. Absolutely ridiculous. She was sending me messages after she was a guest on about a coup at the Pentagon plan, about, oh, Tucker's Qatari and all this. So I called her and said, what's the proof? Had a discussion with her. That turns into I'm working for her. That's all you got. No, don't change the subject from, oh, he was at Fort Huachuca, you claim in some letter you sent, to all these people are there. I could go to a Walmart parking lot tonight and say I saw Santa Claus screwing reindeer. If I don't have video or proof, it didn't happen. And I'm like, hey, I got metadata. I was at the Walmart parking lot in North Austin today. And you're like, you said you saw Santa Claus screwing reindeer. Or you saw the Easter Bunny playing an organ. It isn't that I can prove I went to Walmart parking lot. Show me the Easter Bunny screwing Santa Claus. Got it? Yeah, don't change the subjects here. You said a bunch of innocent people were at this base, and they've all got proof alibis, and now you want to change the subject. Oh, he was in Fort Huachuca, you suppose. Now he's got four names. Go to Ryan Madden.
Alex Jones is crashing out so hard right now. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around. Like, I tried to warn him that he's just not reading the room. And by reading the room, I mean you just don't understand, right? After everything that we've learned about MKUltra, everything we learned about Operation Fast and the Furious, everything we learned about Obama drone striking American citizens on foreign soil without a warrant, I mean, the list goes on and on. The JFK, the MLK, the RFK assassination, you attacking Candace Owens, the only person asking questions, even if they're wrong, even if she has a bad theory, what the fuck does it matter, Alex? You don't have better shit to cover. You don't have anything else to talk about. Like, you're the one who started this war. You're the one who started all of this nonsense. And, like, nobody cares about whatever the fuck you're presenting, right? We don't. Honestly, I don't. Anyways, I want questions answered.
All right, that's good. We'll stop there. So, because we've been lied to in the past, and there's a cash shell cover-up, which I first exposed, that's a real dangerous thing to do, then we're supposed to believe whatever she says and blaming innocent people and discrediting the whole thing. And I started the war. I wouldn't investigate these incredible claims. Was it really this Fort Huachuca? Was this really all this stuff? And it wasn't true. And so I'm supposed to just, well, we don't trust the system, so we'll just believe whatever a talk show host says. That is the most immoral, morally bankrupt garbage you could ever see. It's crazy. You did this. I nicely questioned the planes. I'm a demon. I said, you better watch out. This guy's a kook on this Huachuca thing. Oh, you're working for the Mossad. And now you've got, oh, no one cares. You're saying, oh, you're discredited. Oh, no one cares. Yeah, let's see where we are in a couple years here, bro. About a dollar for every time I was told I was finished, I'd be a trillionaire. You're a fool. So just fill your hand. Enjoy yourself. Now, Patrick Byrne's going to break real, bona fide, massive intel. This isn't vagaries. This isn't hyperbole. This isn't made up Fort Huachuca crap. This is the receipts on massive Venezuelan penetration of the White House at the highest levels. And this is dangerous. When the White House source called me and I checked with another, they said, yeah, we got Patel came to the meeting. Here's who there. They ordered it all shut down, foreign involvement and domestic. And I said, well, why are you giving this to me? Well, you know why. We're giving it to you, man. This is dangerous. We can't do it. We were there. I did it. It was all true. Don't you tell me about how you're the, you know, out there and you're the holy ones. No, what you do is you make shit up and then you sit there and discredit the whole thing. Now, how many of you are global stoppers? I don't know, but there's definitely people feeding this. And I gave Candace a chance to realize she's being set up, and she doubled down. So now she's an accomplice to it. Now, when we come back before Patrick Byrne comes on, I'm going to play a clip from Apocalypse Now based on real interviews with folks involved in these groups on how a real assassination is planned versus what you see from this garbage. I'm challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So finishing up with Candace Owens, and then I'm going to shift gears to Patrick Byrne. Huge breaking news on multiple fronts. Venezuela attempting to penetrate the White House. Major payments in. Who's being looked at? This is some really big news here, ladies and gentlemen. It ties into the election fraud, all the rest of it, the money laundering, the Democratic Party. But, again, when I heard 2 weeks ago about this Mitch Snow guy, fake name, all these aliases, and then we found out his real name. We were looking at his record. It was really bad. Again, they show up in Fort Huachuca. This guy just goes into a classified skiff, gets in without a swiper. 12 lieutenant colonels, head of TBUSA, a congressman. Later he remembers Erica Kirk's there once he's on with Candace trying to show off. Meanwhile, they all have alibis where they were, like on C-SPAN, voting on TV, you know, on planes with their kids in another state. All this is going on. And just from reading history and Fletcher Prouty's books, who ran these operations and, you know, the rest of it, I know that when the military's been ordered by a Senate committee, backed by the president, to actually kill a citizen for national security because they're an agent, and this isn't even done much these days because of signals and things that get caught, it is not a big committee meeting. They don't have 50 people in the room. And so making Apocalypse Now, I've watched the making of it. Millis, the genius, wrote it. They went and did years of interviews with people that did this stuff and Operation Phoenix, the rest of it, Vietnam, and then merged it with fiction, Heart of Darkness, to be able to make this movie. And this is exactly how they would bring in an army officer to go do an assassination of a U.S. citizen. And you don't have 50 people and all this in a meeting planning stuff the day before. It was just preposterous to begin with. And then as we learn more, it unfolded to be absolute pure crap. People say, well, so what? TBUSA is bad. We say, because this whole campaign against them. So let's just go ahead and go with this. People don't care. Like you saw Ryan Madison. They don't care. It's wrong. They don't care. It's not true. Okay? They're bad. We don't, the government's done bad things. So anybody we want to call bad, including a congressman that doesn't even know these people, it's okay. That is extremely sociopathic. But it shows the arrogance of these people on power trips that they believe they can do whatever they want. And you got to ask, wow, where do they get that confidence from? They want to say everybody else is working for Mossad or the deep state. Well, I know I'm not. Then I want to ask them, what are you really doing? So here's a clip from Apocalypse Now. Early on in the movie, the assassin, this army captain, goes in to meet with the head of the war, the equivalent of Westmoreland. Again, this is fiction, but based on history, composite. And this is how you would actually have the meeting and then you know decide the mission. This is actually how it's done. Here it is.
Good. Come on in.
Thank you,
sir. Stand at ease.
Yeah.
You want some
beer? No, thank you, sir.
Captain, have you ever seen this gentleman before?
No, sir.
Met the general or myself?
No, sir. Not personally.
You worked a lot on your own, haven't you, Captain?
Yes, sir, I have.
Your report specifies intelligence counterintelligence with ComSec I Corps.
I'm not presently disposed to discuss those operations, sir.
Did you not work for the CIA and I Corps?
No, sir.
Did you not assassinate a government tax collector, Quan Tri Province, June 18, 1968? Captain?
Sir, I'm unaware of any such activity or operation. Nor would I be disposed to discuss such an operation if it did in fact exist, sir.
I thought you'd have a bite of lunch while we talk. I hope you brought a good appetite, Captain. I noticed that you have a bad hand there. Are you wounded?
Had a little fishing accident on R&R, sir.
Fishing on R&R?
Yes, sir.
But you're feeling fit. You're ready for duty.
Yes, General. Very much so, sir.
Well, let's see what we have here. Roast beef, and usually it's not bad. Try some, Jerry, and pass it around. Save a little time. We might pass both ways. Captain, I don't know how you feel about this shrimp, but if you eat it, you'll never have to prove your courage in any other way. Why don't I just take a piece here?
Captain, you've heard of Colonel Walter E. Kurtz?
Yes, sir, I've heard the name.
Oh, Jesus. Operations officer, 5th Special Forces.
Luke, would you play that tape with the captain, please?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry, sir.
Listen to this carefully, Captain.
Yeah, October 9, 0430 hours, Sector Peter Victor King.
He's been monitored out of Cambodia. This has been verified as Colonel Kurtz's voice.
I watched a snail crawl along the edge. A straight razor. That's my dream. It's my nightmare. Crawling, slithering along the edge of a straight razor and surviving.
Transmission 11, received 68, December 30, 0500 hours. Sector King, Zulu King.
But we must kill them. We must incinerate them. Pig after pig. Cow after cow. Village after village. Army after army. And they call me an assassin. What do you call it? When the assassins accuse the assassin. They lie. They lie, and we have to be merciful for those who lie. Those nabobs. I hate them. I do hate them.
Walt Kurtz was one of the most outstanding officers this country's ever produced. He was brilliant. He was outstanding in every way. And he was a good man, too. A humanitarian man. A man of wit and humor. He joined the Special Forces. And after that, his ideas, methods, became unsound. Unsound.
Now he's crossed into Cambodia with this mountain yard army of his that worship the man like a god and follow every order, however ridiculous.
Well, I have some other shocking news to tell you. Colonel Kurtz was about to be arrested for murder.
I don't follow, sir. Murdered who?
Kurtz had ordered the execution of some Vietnamese intelligence agents, men he believed were double agents. So he took matters into his own hands.
Well, you see, Willard, in this war, things get confused out there. Power, ideals, the old morality, and practical military necessity. But out there with these natives, it must be a temptation to be God. Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And good does not always triumph. Sometimes the dark side overcomes what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. Every man has got a breaking point. You and I have. Walt Kurtz has reached his. And very obviously he has gone insane.
Yes, sir. Very much so, sir. Obviously insane.
Your mission is to proceed up the Nung River in a Navy patrol boat. Pick up Colonel Kurtz's path at Nu Mung Ba. Follow it. Learn what you can along the way. When you find the colonel, infiltrate his team by
whatever means available and terminate the colonel's command.
Terminate the colonel.
He's out there operating without any decent restraint, totally beyond the pale of any acceptable human conduct. And he's still in the field commanding troops.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
You understand, Captain, that this mission does not exist, nor will it ever exist.
Okay, so that's how a real meeting to kill somebody already authorized by the White House happens. I thought people that involve them, that is extremely accurate. Melissa did a great job getting that together. And a separate issue, you knew the scene before you even played it, that you were saying you work for the CIA. That's pretty accurate.
Oh, yeah. Every time we go into that, it's like asking me to commit public hara-kiri. I've been in rooms where conversations, I'm not going to discuss the area, but where odd conversations are held in this vague, you know, Seinfeld satirized it beautifully with that thing about, you know, where we're here, where when they sit with two spooks sometimes, sit them down, they're like, well, we're here, but we're not here. They do have this very vague way of making you understand. And the longer they know you, their goal is to get so they can be as vague as possible to the point almost they barely need to speak.
There needs to be a weather change for this person. They need to go on a vacation. Well, everybody knows that even the Mafia or even like a fictitious movie like or show like Yellowstone. It's like, take him to the train station.
Yeah.
You don't have 12 colonels and they're all meeting. We're going to kill this guy.
You know, you ever hear Tony the Chin Gigante? He was the head of the Genovese the last
time.
He had a big chin, but also he would walk around like he was a nutcase in his bathroom and slippers in Brooklyn with these two bodyguards. And he was just muttering to them under his breath what he needed done. And then the whole chain of command knew that all you needed to say was, listen, this needs to happen to that person and touch your chin as you did. It means it's an order from Tony the Chin. And so, like, you could keep his name out of everything. Finally, you know how the feds caught him that time? It was Rudy. You know how they finally caught him? Because he just walked around. He never plotted inside. He was afraid of...
On the street.
Yeah, you know how they finally caught him? They got, over a weekend, like, hundreds of used cars that they had all wired up the hubcaps. So even as they rounded the block, they could still be recorded.
They clipped it together.
Rudy Giuliani did that.
So you don't believe that meeting at Fort Huachuca with 12 colonels, and we're going to kill him? And
I don't know the details of any of that. However, I don't know the details of any of that yet. It's time I dig in on it or start listening to it. I don't have any. I do think that smart minds think that there's the normal story that the is.
Oh, I agree with that.
Really odd.
You know, we broke the Patel order to cover up.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Gee, I hate to say it because I've shaken hands with him once. He was a nice guy, but I'm not sure he's. I think he's over his head. He's never done any sort of big management project. Why do you think he would cover it up?
He just ordered him not to look at foreign involvement until he gave him the evidence. We pulled mainstream articles once after I broke it.
I'm sorry.
So we're not saying don't look at it. We just can't then imagine a meeting and then put a bunch of people with alibis in it, and then I'm supposed to go along with it.
That can seem reckless, the way that they do it. Although I've also seen it from the other side. Like when we were first doing this election investigation, we were just getting, it was like showing up on a murder scene. Pardon the metaphor. And we had all these different leads coming in, and we were trying to keep them secret, but they would leak. And so you start hearing these crazy stories about Korean jets coming in with ballots and stuff. You know, that's one of dozens of leads that come in that we have to investigate. I think she's in the mode of feeling she's just got it, and maybe she should do a little more investigation more thoroughly before she's floating.
Well, that's what I was nice about a week and a half ago, but now it's moved past that.
Has it? I haven't. Yeah,
and later, Trump is dropping major election fraud information.
Yeah.
And Mike Lindell heard. I heard it too. What have you heard? I heard like early mid January. I broke a month before he said it. They're about to release some big stuff.
Yeah, I shouldn't comment on timing, but I'm confident that Trump gets the joke. Trump is no longer, he's the man we've always wanted him to be. He's taking action. He finally has got lost. He's been exasperated with what's happened, and he's becoming the Trump of the television show. And you know what? It's goddamn welcome in my mind.
Well, we have these clips coming up at the end of the show next hour where he's now releasing the depositions with the election fraud experts proving it all. Yeah. Remote access, fraud, all of it.
See, those are guys I've been working with for 5 years. That Clay Farik is a 27-year Air Force veteran doing penetration testing, seven of them at the EAC. So he knows this stuff inside and out. He did it, and another former Green Beret
Ben Cotton. I mean, they've had an NSA guys like Jim Penrose. We've had the best guys in the country, and the government has now had its own people come in to even take the work much further. Well, they have this completely decoded. It's just shocking what you're going to see in the video.
That's what Trump said a week ago. He said, we have truckloads. We have the whole proof we're releasing soon.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to talk elections, well, that's one of the three stories I'm here to talk about with you today. If you want, we could just play that election clip I just sent.
No, well, let's start at the beginning because you brought this in, the three stories. Let's talk about Venezuela paying money into lobbying firms that are connected to the White House. And from your research, who's who here?
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
It's a big deal. And there's good news and there's bad news. And there, well, I should say bad news and good news. This is so story one is another in our episode of Know Your Venezuelan Mafiosis. You cool with that? Did people
Let's
like
it? Let's do it. Get the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. Know Your there's a new one to talk about today. His name's Raul Gorin. He's the financier of the Cartel del Solis. Okay.
We have HD shots of him. Let's pull this up, guys.
Yep. Put his video up. Follow along, please. The first photo, please. Now, the portrait photo of him.
Right here. Overhead shot, guys. I'll make it easy. I got an order for him.
Yeah, the headshot. There we go. That's Raul Gorin. He's an absolute monster. He's like the kind of guy out of Scarface who saws people, has his men saw people up with chainsaws type of stuff. He's the financier to the cartel. I have actually known somebody who's been, two people who've been with him in the room as he hoarded multiple people being whacked. He has built over his lifetime in Venezuela a massive, photo two please, network of companies. And
we'll have to do it here.
Network of companies that I won't go into, except they're set up for money laundering. So he's got real estate companies in the United States and construction companies. So he can have cash go into the real estate companies, pay his construction companies, get legalized and back into the banking system. Everything's really set up to launder money. He's like that. What's that TV show? Ozarks or something. You ever see that show about the money?
I haven't watched it, but I heard about
it. Hell of a good show. It's like Breaking Bad, only with hillbillies. So one of those companies, let's go to an important one. Go to the next photo, please, is the next photo. Oh, you got this one.
We'll do it old-fashioned-wise.
Yeah, we'll do it old-fashioned-wise. That seems to be more reliable. Is Globovision, which is basically the CNN of Venezuela. Have you heard of this yet?
Yes, Globovision? I have.
It's one of the networks, and it's one of the nodes in this network. Globovision, if we turn to the next slide, Globovision hired Ballard Partners for $300,000. So I told you I've got some bad news and some good news. Hired Ballard Vision, Ballard Partners for $300,000, ostensibly to, well, let me tell you first how this guy works.
See the name Susie Wiles right there.
Susie Wiles. However, the good news is she turned out to hold firm. The bad news is he found another way in, which I'll be telling you. Stay tuned. So here's how he bribes you. You want to know how he blackmails people? I know the guy, so I'm going to drop a big secret that's way illegal, and I don't care. The CIA, so I don't mean to be pugnacious with the CIA, but I'm not ever supposed to say that. He's a CIA asset. And the important thing to know is he became so in the Brennan Obama years. He's been a CIA asset for Brennan Obama.
And we even had like 6 months ago Maduro say, I was told to do this by Biden. We were told to flood you. We're working for your FBI.
Correct.
Yeah.
And he said, we'll show you the paperwork. So his recruiter, the guy who recruited him into the agency, told me how he bribes people and blackmails them. And he hires you to do a $1 million job. He says, get a crypto wallet, and he sends you 10 million. And he says, just keep it. And he doesn't care. It's cartel cash. He's got infinite cash. But if you accept that, he owns you. He tried to do that to Susie Wiles.
I've had the same thing when I had the CIA come to me a few times, which reported the FBI. They're like, here's a $3 million check. Here's $8 million. Just keep it. Just take the check.
Yeah, then they own you. They own you. That my understanding, well, we have the paperwork, and this is public record. She was on the filing with taking the Ballard Partners. And one also has to bring up that Pam Bondi worked at Ballard Partners until February of this year. However, the good news is, my understanding is, when they tried to do that to her, she refused it. She stood tall. On the other hand, they found some other way in because...
Oh, Mike Pence?
Pence and Raul. And as far as I know, I actually know the name. One of them one of Susie was clean. That's important to know. One of them is a name I'm not supposed to leave his name leave my lips until later.
But he's not the DOJ.
No, it's not him. He's somebody, another one. Another name. I think I may have used it like a year ago with you. And then I was warned, don't ever use that name again. But we've located 20 spies. This team I call Alphabet Gary, Zorro, and myself as the financier and sort of Sancho Panza to them. Have you had Gary on?
No, we need to have him. Come back and have him on with you. But the point is, you have the public filings.
Yeah.
Susie Wald's lobbying firm, I understand, and Pam Bondi.
It's Rick Grinnell. Rick Grinnell.
Oh, you just said it.
Yeah, Rick Grinnell. But no, he's not the main event. The main event is someone else. But Rick Grinnell has been carrying water for them. And Pam Bondi, I hope they should at the very least have, I'm nobody's priest. They should at the very least have disclosed to Trump that they had been paid lobbyists for this cartel financier. And presumably, if somebody did not disclose that and took money, we would agree up front that is inappropriate. We don't need to. That's not going to be
the treason word.
Yeah. Okay. However, the good news is Susie Wallace stood tall against it and refused it. But somehow, I don't know how, I'm not saying he got any money. I'm not alleging anything like that. All I can tell you is Rick Grinnell is one of the guys who's been fighting to carry, and Laura Loomer is being paid by Chevron. And she said that to somebody very dear to me, tried to recruit somebody very dear to me. Laura Loomer is being paid, and Chevron is Venezuela. Are you aware that
Laura Loomer just came out out of a clear blue sky and said that she told me to go after Candace Owens, which wasn't even true. It's a whole other story. It was just like she was on as a guest like 5 weeks ago, and she's like sending me stuff about Tucker being Qatari and all this. So I call her up and I go, I don't think that's true. But I said, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as the Candace Owens thing happened, she goes, I told Alex to do this, knowing that it would immediately say that it was like Mossad or something. So she like literally, in my view, whether it was publicity or what, came to the aid of their cover up.
Yeah, paid by Chevron. She tried to recruit somebody I know.
Really?
And Chevron, just so you know, if you look up the headquarters of Chevron, the legal holding company is a certain address in Amsterdam, Netherlands.
I had no idea.
Same address as
we haven't really talked to you on live here, except, you know, saying hi and stuff. You told me a little bit.
Okay.
I had no idea we were bringing up Laura Loomer. Did you even know Laura Loomer is like in the middle of all my business right now?
No.
Like literally the perfect moment when I'm trying to expose stuff, like just swoops in with this big thing. I mean,
she's paid by Chevron. She tried to recruit someone I know. So let's move on. So, but the good news, I can't speak for Pam. I have heard that Susie stood tall and refused it. And I've been curious about why Pam and Rick Grinnell have been super accommodative of Venezuela. I'm not alleging anything inappropriate, but surely they owe an answer, at least to the president. Did they or did they not inform him that they were paid lobbyists for the financier cartel?
Well, surely Laura Loomer knew, coming in at the moment that I'm exposing what Candace Owens was doing and acting like she was behind it, would discredit what I was doing because she wasn't involved in it. Who would even, like, people are like saying, that looks bad.
Is that like out of left field? It's just coming
100%.
Out? Gotcha.
Like, you think that she's telling me what to do? Are you kidding?
Well, these are...
My point is that I'm like, why is Candace Owens saying congressmen are at this event planning a killing of somebody? It's not true. I'm like, why are you doing this? So now they're all suspect. Like, it's not me, folks. I'm not the one creating bullshit stories.
It's the Hall of Mirrors.
It's giving me a headache. I can tell you that right now. We'll be right back. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle,
InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Patrick Byrne, I had no idea you were bringing up Laura Loomer. And I'm not trying to get in a fight with her. My God, it's a quicksand. But I had her on because she was talking about this Pentagon coup with Hegseth that I confirmed with other sources. I knew they were trying it against Hegseth, so I had her on like 5 weeks ago. Then she sent me all this stuff about Tucker. He's bad, he's bad. I call her, but I don't think he's Qatari, blah, blah, blah. And then we might have talked about Owens. I don't really remember. It's just this big, deep conversation, maybe like 30 minutes. I was driving the car. And I hung up the phone, and then I'm questioning Candace Owens with this ridiculous meeting where everybody has alibis. I'm saying, this is Candace, going to hurt yourself doing this. And then she swoops in and says, well, I convinced Alex to do it, to then obviously create the big firestorm, and I'm some puppet. But I remember some other intel I got. It's funny you say about South America. So you're saying from your sources, and this is your opinion, you know, just asking questions. She works for Chevron. What does that mean? And she's lobbying Trump to not go to Venezuela.
Yes. Well, there's been the one of the reasons that things have gone so slowly is there's been this huge lobbying campaign from the CIA and from Chevron against doing what needs to be done.
Which, by the way, you broke a month before they admitted the news.
Yeah, I'm sure they and. And they've been pushing for, as I explained last time, Delcy Rodriguez. And then after our show last time, that blew up her chances. Our show last time, do you remember when we walked
the whole dozen?
That blew her
up. Oh, there's no doubt the White House listening.
The CIA was behind Carlos the Jackal's stepchild, trying to make her the new president. So then they've been pushing for some other general. But also with them are the Rick Grinnells, and my understanding is Pam Bondi at least has been overly accommodative in the view of some. I shouldn't.
Some stations don't carry this. So okay. Let's finish with Loomer.
Oh, Loomer. Okay.
I've known you. You've never seen you BS yet. Loomer can counter back on the show. I'm not talking to her privately. She'll make stuff up. But
she tried to recruit someone I know.
Well, tell us about that.
Chevron, a monthly stipend from Chevron, and you'll start receiving the party line that you're supposed to check.
What's the story? She was just trying to recruit him as a influencer for Chevron.
Yes. And it was thousands of dollars per month. A nice living could be made. And it started when this whole thing became a question. Venezuela, how many months? 3-4 months ago, it became a serious issue that we're going to go in. They started offering us gold mines. They started offering us oil fields. Hey, America, let's make up. Well, to me, that's insane. This is 10,000 times worse than Pearl Harbor. You can't get out of this by giving us some gold mines. But there have been a group of people pushing for that. And Grinnell has been part of it. Laura Loomer's been part of it. And it's all the interests of Chevron. Incidentally, if you go to Amsterdam to the corporate headquarters of Chevron, it's also the headquarters of Smartmatic. And 20 years ago, if you told me 20 years ago that there would be a day where there'd be a mass conspiracy between an oil company, a Latin American dictator, and, you know, hackers, you would have thought that'd be the most exciting Hollywood thriller in America. But it's been the third rail in American politics for 5 years. But that's what's really going on. This is a conspiracy of Chevron.
And everything you said years ago, Trump's bringing out, the documents are coming out.
It's the same.
I'm trying to attack Loomer. I'm just like, at the perfect point where I'm trying to like stop disinfo against Trump TPSU and saying, why are you guys doing this? She swoops in and says, I'm Alex Jones's boss. Total horseshit.
That's called an agent of confusion.
Yeah.
She's just been told to come in there and throw horseshit on this situation. Pardon me. But it's just to increase. It's already a hall of mirrors. She's just added another couple mirrors for people trying to figure out things out there. That's just a, and she's been asked to do that by somebody. She's a paid agent of confusion.
God.
Agent of Chaos.
Unbelievable. And I have questions about Kirk, you know? I mean, like you said, I mean, it's weird.
It's odd. You know, I'm one, how a recently widowed woman behaves, you think you got to cut anybody a lot of slack. That said, it looks odd to me. And
oh, the constantly and, crying and the...
Well, that, and, you know, evidently he sent a text. Well, this is, are her other, or Candace's other claims checking out? I'm here, and I've read this elsewhere, that there's a text Charlie sent saying, like, this is a different woman that, just before he got killed, saying that.
I don't know about that, but I mean, he was openly criticizing Israel before he died. That's not...
No, but not even just Israel, her. Her behavior had suddenly changed in his eyes. There's some alleged.
I don't know if that's been verified, but I've been following the soap opera. I just checked Egyptian planes. And
it's plausible.
Pachuca, and they weren't accurate. I was just
she tends to go 2 + 2 + 2 = 10. That's kind of what. That's.
Yeah, well, they started a fight with me, so now Laura Loomer's come into it. So.
I thought we were off. Okay. That's okay. I love her. She's brilliant. But
here's ridiculous.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I just realized we didn't do a plug last hour. And,
coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
So I'm telling the crew, we didn't do a plug last hour. I was so wrapped in this. And, Patrick Byrne's like, what's a plug? You know, promotional. We got to pay the bills. He goes, well, I love methylene blue. So you were in here 5-6 months ago. You love it. We have the best medical grade. What has it done for you? You're about to take some right now.
I take them every morning. I take them by pill. I usually steal bottles from you when I come. I'm like that.
You're welcome to do that.
Works for peanuts. And, when I'm here, I take it. It is good in dropper form. And it's weird. It's not like a speedy or anything. You just feel healthy. And, it's some mitochondrial level. It's supposed
to. Yeah, and we have that 1 minute ad that, was a caller to, Brian Morello. It's like a 2 minute ad. I'm gonna play that.
Like, I look into this.
Where he's like, what's this Alex said? Like coffee, but no letdown. What is he talking about? Like, and once he took it, he goes, oh my God, I feel 10 years younger. I mean, it's just absolutely, I have to watch it though. I only do it like twice a week now because it makes me so happy that I don't worry about things. And it's so good for you too. I don't worry about things enough. I don't want to come into work. So, I saw
RFK taking it is what got me.
He takes like 3 things of it. But we have the best, the AlexJonesShow.com. Guys, you have that Brianna Morello in? It's only 2 minutes long, because we got to pay the bills around here.
Go ahead.
But I'm telling listeners, folks, you wanted ultramethylene blue, and right now until New Year's Eve, we have a giant sale. Buy any one of the supplements, any of them, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the IRC, Monster, Bovine, Colostrum, any of it, and you will get any other supplement free. So you can buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. You realize how big a deal that is at thealexshowstore.com. And it funds an operation that is absolutely fearless, bringing you information that is unprecedented in how accurate it is, thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexshowstore.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything should be a VIP. You can cancel any time for free. $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers. It's all right there.
Can I jump on a point you just made real quick? You, for all I get around the world, of people who follow you and are getting their information from you, and you are such a breakthrough figure, and our stories that we've been doing about Venezuela are so breakthrough. For all the utility and good you're bringing the world, it's striking, it's as I discovered myself, that people are not willing to reach in their pocket a little bit. I don't know how you think this happens.
Well, I mean, it's on record. My finances are public from the bankruptcy. I literally have almost nothing. And we're
it's something that's healthy for you. We're not even asking for a donation of $50. Come and spend $50 on something that is the best nutritional supplement I've ever used, with the possible exception of creatine. But it's great.
Yeah, it's a great ad, though, because a guy calls in and he goes, you know, here it is, folks. This is not hype. We have an 84% reorder. Nobody in supplement business has
That's
this. You just need to believe us and get it. Here's the ad.
So I tried Methylwing Blue, and instantly I bought a 9-month supply after that. I bought the Optimal Human Super Greens. I bought a 4-month supply of that. I bought Power Plant Plus, Methyl Drive, and Nitric Boost. And when I started all of this, I was 260 pounds, and I'm now down to 200 pounds exactly. And my testosterone when I started was 350. I was a low-T, overweight, useless, straight Christian male. My testosterone 2 weeks ago tested at 1,004. So these products really work. And when you hear someone say, the Methylene Blue is energy, but it's not like coffee, I was yelling at my radio, my TV or my phone going, what do you mean by that? What does that mean? Is it like a drug? Like, what is it, crack? Like, what are you talking? Listen, folks, whoever's on the fence about trying Methylene Blue, if you're 30 years or older, it's like waking up in your 20s. Like, I'm getting the chills just talking about it. I bought a 9-month supply of Methylene Blue because of how well it worked. I can't express the gratitude I have for you guys over there and producing these kind of products. And shout out to the late Art Bell for turning me on to Alex Jones in 1995. So thank you very much. These products really, really work.
Well, we appreciate you calling in about the products and much, much more, of course. We are thankful for that. So thank you, Doug, for staying on hold. I know it's been a while, so we appreciate you for that. So I want to remind you all again, as you heard, to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com, because everyone's bragging about the items we have there right now, and they're 40% off. You got to head on over right now, this very second, thealexjonesstore.com. We're selling out of a lot of your incredible items. They're still fully in stock, but they're going to sell out soon if you don't get it now.
Well, you're seeing an ad from 3 weeks ago. This is 40% off. It's 60% off right now. No excuses. We make like $8 or something on that. All right, I'm going to stop now. Patrick, recap the huge news you broke with the federal filings. Nobody's covered this. Mike Pence with the big Venezuelan intelligence operative. All this money going in.
Gangster. This really the backstory on this photo. How did this photo come to be? This guy's name is Raul Guarin. He's financier to the cartel. He's the thug of thugs. He's like hack people up, take a video, send it to the mother type of guy. He's a specialist in money laundering. He's got this whole ring of companies around the U.S. and Panama. His whole modus operandi is to get overpay people often with Bitcoin or something, and then, you know, literally do a contract with somebody for $1 million and send them 10 million in Bitcoin. And most of the time people just don't say a word. But then he owns you. And he does this, and I know this from the guy who recruited him to do work for the CIA. He came into the CIA under Brennan and Obama. What we're getting, Brennan still runs the CIA, by the way. He owns the top two levels. Radcliffe is a performing flea. The question is the money. It turns out he hired Ballard, paid them $300,000. That's Susie and Pam. They're like Madonna now. Susie Wiles and Pam Bondi's old firm. However, the good news is I've been told that what happened is Susie told them to fuck off. And when they try, I don't know if I can't say little there, but they didn't get anywhere with her. I can't speak of anything else. However, there's been this rift in this administration. Those who are still denying that it happened, that there was any theft of 2020, and Todd Blanche is one of the ones. And listen, I'm an enemy of the state almost as much as I was under Biden, but I knows people. A number of people, I get it from all different, he still is trying to convince people, Todd Blanche, that nothing wrong with. However, 300,000 went to Ballard. The important thing is on the left. Who Ballard is, the far left, Ballard Partners. Ballard Partners is the most important lobbying firm in America. It's in Tallahassee, Florida. And Mar-a-Lago is also in Florida. And so if you want to get to Trump, Ballard is the firm. So I don't know the date that they got hired. It was some time ago while Susie was there. But that ends up with they couldn't, Susie wouldn't do their bidding and get them to Mike Pence. But all I can say is he has other contacts.
He got to Mike
Pence. Like Rick Grinnell.
When was this photo taken? How did you get it again?
It was sent to me. No, actually, yeah, that was sent to me as part of the story. So the question is, did presumably Ms. Wiles disclose that? And presumably Pan disclosed that. I would find it problematic if they did not disclose that to the president. And it certainly, well, the real key thing is, did they recuse themselves from any discussion? You can't have the Venezuelan cartel's former lobbyist, and God bless her that she did the right thing and refusing, but you can't have them advising the president on anything to do with Venezuela. I think of the standard we're held to in corporate America as a public company CEO, and holy God, you sneeze the wrong way, and you've got the SEC crawling up here. These people get away with murder, and nobody cares. But anyway, the good thing is they should be recused from anything that has to do with Venezuela, in my mind. However, that said, I am also hearing that Susie is really with us and gets it, and she was the big hero of October 24. She hates me. I got invited into the White House a month or two ago. I was got inside the first level, and I was about to go in the second. Like, these alarms came down, and word was she had found out I was in there. She saw my name on the list. Kick him out. So she hates me. So I'm just calling truth as I see it. I'm autistic. She did something heroic. Everyone around Trump had been told that we were crazy. That we were crazy, and all these establishment people were. He kept hearing her, and so Susie is the one that she finally, when Zorro finally got to her and got sat down, thanks to Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, she heard the briefing herself. She's the one who said, "Damn, maybe I was wrong." And that takes that's almost unique mind.
I talked to a very well-known person who about 3 months ago was in the meeting at that cabinet with them. And he said, no, Susie Wiles knows there's Chinese control through Venezuela, is going after the machines, has the evidence, and Trump's going to come out in January. Then Trump started saying, I'm about to bring it out. He's been giving these speeches about it, and now he's been releasing videos. So that's some good news.
You should look at what he tweets. I mean, there's a lot of meaning and depth in what he tweets. If you follow that closely, these videos, there's a new one. I just sent it to you. It'd be a good time to watch it. Do you mind taking 3 minutes?
Yeah, if the crew has it pulled up.
That's I call them as I see them.
Which clip is it?
I sent the 3-minute video. It's the last tweet I put up before I came on stage. Do you have it?
No. Yeah, who is it?
It's explaining what happened in Georgia. There's people high up who want the American public to get their eyes on Georgia. It's all getting exposed.
By the way, let me just stop you. You said 5 years ago this, you were tip of the spear on my show. I was just getting to know you.
Yeah.
And now it's come out the 300 and something thousand ballots that were faked or were not signed. Same thing in Maricopa County, Arizona. It's all exactly what all you guys were saying. It's all exact. So you guys knew this back at the time.
Yeah, it was the tip of the iceberg. It's what we're describing as the tip. Everything you turn, I've gone into businesses like this where you try to fix the business and everywhere you turn, it's like you're in a ship that the timbers are worm eating. Everywhere you get into the election business in America, this is what shocked me in sort of October 2020 as I first learned about it. It's so bad that everything you could think of is compromised. There's no real integrity.
And then after that, I've got videos. Trump's putting out depositions and grand jury stuff where top experts are like, yeah, we found the Chinese hacked in here. We found that here. Yeah, no, that's true there. And he's now posting all this.
Yeah, you know, if I had to characterize it from the distance that I have, is that I didn't originally like Donald Trump because I didn't like the character he played on that show. And it's just not my style. I'm sort of a Northern Yankee and we're plainer than that. However, there's a time to be that kind of a boss, and now is the time. And the good news is, and I'm only sharing this, is my understanding is he's now convinced. He's turned into that boss. That side of him has come out.
He is literally, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, this is saving the West. This is saving America. This is, his oath of office is the only one that includes the words that he has the duty to preserve the Constitution.
Protect, preserve, defend.
If the Constitution falls on his watch, it's him. Him on the chopping block. That his mistake. He's the only. The other ones have a different oath. You know, the other oath of office.
Just protect the fam, but you got to preserve.
Yes, it's his job to do whatever it takes. And this is an attack on the United States unparalleled in our history.
And preserve means continue.
Continue if it fails. And it came within a whisker. And I was in the room that December 18th meeting when it was so close. Gosh, looking back. But he had all these mediocrities advising him.
Well, that's right. All the real operatives were evacuated. And then all that was left was real people there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I understand, like, the last day or two in the White House the first time, he got some staff together and said, what was it Byrne was proposing when they walked him through it? He's like, well, that's not so bad. Why don't we just do that? But it was, like, January 19th. It was too late. Anyway, Brennan and Comey, the thing is, what's important about this is this all dates, as seedy as this is, it's Brennan and Comey. It's a that there's this deep connection. Oh, another thing to know. You should know, this is totally, this is a bombshell. They, Obama and Brennan were given all this credit. Brennan had somebody I know, a Cuban former spy from Cuba against us. Interesting fellow. But who defected. Hey, he had him set up a relationship with Cuba. And they thawed the ice. And then they did it with FARC. And he got all this credit for being the man of peace. Well, the deal really was FARC had $5 billion saved. So what they wanted to do was normalize FARC, have it lay down its arms, have it become just another political party. And they knew it would crush the opponent. And so that's how communism would come to power in Colombia. It was all a setup. That's how Gustavo Petro came to power. And when Obama and Brennan did that, they were playing chess. They knew that they were going to wipe out the other parties with their $5 billion save. That's why they led to this whole peace and normalization with them in Colombia.
Incredible. So here's a clip. What's the clip of?
The clip is something that higher pay grades than mine would like the world to see, to focus on something that's being revealed in Georgia. It's just 3 minutes, but
here it is.
Very intense.
Right now, dozens of people are hand counting ballots in the race for DeKalb County Commission District 2 after a candidate discovered a problem in the electronic tally.
May 24th, DeKalb County, Georgia. Voters went to the polls to vote on a local county commissioner race in District 2 between Lauren Alexander, Marshall Orson, and Michelle Longspears. The end result from the Dominion machine showed Lauren Alexander received 34.67% of the vote, Marshall Orson receiving 41.35% of the vote, and Michelle Longspears receiving 23.98% of the vote. In Georgia, if one candidate doesn't get above 50% of the vote total, a runoff election is automatically held between the two top candidates, meaning Michelle Longspears was cut out of the race. But Michelle Longspears felt odd about the numbers, so she visited different precincts to double-check the tallies. Guess what? She noticed that in some precincts she didn't receive a single vote. But how is that possible that a candidate with 24% of the vote total finds precincts where she didn't receive a single vote? While statistically alarming, the real surprise came when she realized there was not one vote cast for her in her own precinct, the same one where she and her husband voted for herself. Spears immediately demanded a hand recount of the results and got one. On June 1st, the results were released, and the difference between the Dominion machine count and the hand count was shocking. After the hand count, Lauren Alexander gained 355 votes, Orson lost 1,298 votes, and Spears actually gained 3,620 votes, making her the new runoff candidate. And here's the best part. When you add them all up, the hand count shows 2,810 votes more than the Dominion machines reported on the 24th. This is huge. In a small county commissioner's race, with 15,500 votes total, the Dominion machine tally was short by nearly 3,000 votes. What does that say about all the other races that were conducted on these very same machines? This is proof that the machines cannot be trusted. If Spears had not sounded the alarm, no one would have ever known.
So the good news is Trump's getting ready to release major information. He already is. And folks want this to be. So this is an important video.
Yeah, it's real important. What it shows is a Democrat in 2022, a very odd event occurred that caused there to be a detailed hand recount, which they usually have ways of deflecting. And what it showed was the only thing odd about that was she discovered that there were a bunch of precincts where she didn't get a vote, and she checked her own precinct and she didn't, but she knew she and her husband had voted for her and they didn't get a vote. So that got her to, and it turns out that she's 20% of the vote had been stolen. So that's what and we have no reason not to think that's going on everywhere. It's only the only thing unique about that is that something happened that kind of triggered the correct investigation. So that's happening everywhere.
20%. So what do you make of it coming out 300 and whatever, 70,000 votes, 200 and something thousand votes?
It's the tip of the iceberg.
But that's exactly what Trump and you said 5 years ago was in Maricopa and you know, also in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah.
Atlanta.
It's all come out. I mean, wow.
Yeah, we had.
Biden only won about 11,000 votes there.
Can I, now that it's all over, hasn't all the indictments been dismissed and such?
No.
Yeah. So I don't want to get any trouble, but now that that's all gone, I'll tell you, there's one guy called me. His name's Hall. I'll just use his last name. He called me around November 6th, 7th, for some reason. Anyway, and he says, look, I'm a bail bondsman in Georgia. I'm the former head of the National Bail Bondsman Association. I'm the current president of the Georgia Bail Bondsman. I supervise 40,000 released felons in Georgia. I have a team of hundreds of detectives, bounty hunters, spies, etc. And this whole election was rigged, and I've had my people following, and I've collected all this. We know how it's being rigged. There's six of these communists, he didn't use the word communist, staying together in a motel on the west side of Atlanta. And in one, they've got like seven rooms. One of them is a war room. And they go off each morning to different parts of the state. They drive six different cars. They come back. They spend each evening. And, I mean, this guy had the really detailed. He's the one of the 19 people who got indicted, and he ended up pleading to some, like, misdemeanor, so he didn't lose his bail bondsman business, but it was a nothing burger. He has all kinds of evidence. Just it's taken this long for Uncle Sam to stick his snout in and really get, because, and the whole time there's been guys like Todd Blanche saying, there was no outcome determinative fraud in 2020. And you've got people saying, well, what difference does it matter? Venezuela will give us a gold mine or two. Hey, let's bygones be bygones. It's surreal.
So what's the deal with Todd Blanche? Why does Trump still have him there?
That's
because he's the one that gave him all the bad advice on Epstein, where Trump wasn't involved, but they said, oh, CIA covered up. Trump did. They stabbed in the back. Now they're releasing a million plus documents they just found hidden. Trump says, it's all you, screw you. Looks like he's going the right way now.
Oh, yeah. Every time I say something, I think it hurts people's careers. Todd Blanche assumes that it's people within the DOJ. It's not anyone from the DOJ. There's plenty of other people in that sphere.
Well, every time I say something, I know Ed Martin gets called in. Ed Martin doesn't tell me anything.
I haven't spoken with Ed Martin since, I think, May.
Ed sent me a Merry Christmas. Because he literally made the joke at the meeting. Everything good that goes on, he gets blamed, which is fine with him. But I have all these other sources. He literally gets called in every time something happens.
Yeah. No, I've got plenty of other people, including, he's made public, so I might as well say, the president, Peter Tichtin. Peter Tichtin is the president's friend. They were at military academy together.
Yeah, Peter's great.
Yeah. Have you had him on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's brilliant. He has this aw shucks manner. He is.
Well, I can tell.
Yeah, he's razor sharp. And in fact, he's set this trap that we think Colorado just walked into. In fact, with Tina Peters. Tina Peters put the Colorado's put themselves in the position where they really have sort of sprung a constitutional trap. We think they'll get caught. Who else has fallen into a trap? These schmucks in Minnesota who are saying we won't protect ICE if the public goes after them. Trump has by the way the Supreme Court wrote a decision recently, Trump has the obligation if he's setting in ICE and he wants to activate the National Guard, he can only do it, says the Supreme Court. This is a new twist. They ought to just say Republicans can do it this way and Democrats can do it this way, but Republicans can't really do it. Anyway, they say that Trump can only do it if he first exhausts his federal resources. Well, that means that he now has SCOTUS authority to bring in the Marines or anything he needs. He doesn't really need
them. Yeah, for those that don't know, the Marines are not under posse comitatus. The Marines are not under posse comitatus.
Yeah, they report directly to the president. They used to report they had a special chain of command.
For people that don't know, and I'm an expert on the police state, folks, and this is not them trained to take your guns or trained to take over resources. When there's an emergency, the Marines serve at the president's pleasure.
You got it. For example, I think they have a unique, without going into details, a unique role in the to do with nuclear weapons.
COG. Continental government, the Marines are key.
Yeah, but also with sort of nuclear storage and things like that.
Yeah.
They report directly. They don't have to go through much chain of command. It's small. It's what, 50,000 people?
Well, you saw a beta tester in the L.A. riots. He started to begin to activate the Marines.
Yeah, well, they have now, so Minnesota, they're falling into the trap by saying, we're not going to protect, we're not going to let the National Guard be involved, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that, according to the recent SCOTUS decision, Trump now has the authority to say, well, what the hell, have it your way. I'll bring in the Marines. He has to. He has to.
Have you seen the latest videos of them attacking the ice, trying to buy water? These people are just attacking them everywhere.
These people are attacking the ice folk?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, they should get a bit more. They have non-lethal but more muscular things. In Germany, they're just spraying cold water.
We'll be right back.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running.
Head out on the highway.
Head out on the highway.
Looking for adventure.
Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way.
And whatever comes our way. Yeah.
So recapping the big story, you got this super high-powered guy from Venezuela sending money through Susie Wiles' group. You said you vetted it. She didn't know, but it goes up.
Oh, she didn't take it. Not that she didn't know. She didn't. She took the initial fee, $300,000, for which was to be like getting a TV licenses or something. And I'm not. I have no knowledge at all that they gave Susie.
Sure, that's how these groups work. They say they're paying for one thing, it's another.
That I know that's his MO. I've been told that's his MO. And what I know is that Susie stood up to him. The bad news is he found other roads.
So you knew her story was right because you already knew the M.O. It's not like you just believed her. You already knew the M.O. of the guy when they told you no.
Yeah. No, I don't have from Susie that this happened. And Susie and I are not friends. But I have – I'm kind of – but I have it that she actually did not fall for it. But for whatever reason, there are other people in Trump's circle. And as a general case, people should understand Venezuela, in fact, the first 100 years from now when Americans learn this story, they will learn the first prong of the attack – was the counterintelligence, which is to say they penetrated us through influence agents like this. And
well, for folks that don't know, they always say, then leave Trump alone, 1,000 DHS. As constituents sit back, no, he's got all these special interests manipulating everybody in his administration. It's the grassroots being watching and putting pressure that helps him.
It is. Disclosure is the big is cure-all. If you're doing that kind of stuff and you don't disclose it, I can't believe. And if you were in a corporate America, you would be in a lot of trouble. Yeah, but the disclosure is an issue, but the public pressure. But he's become aware. I'm so happy to report. I wouldn't be saying this. I wouldn't be getting you down if I couldn't also say, I've got pretty good authorities in multiple places that the fog has lifted. Any remaining doubts about who's who and what's what?
Let's stop there. I'm going to put this the first interview because I see the same thing. I'm not going to get into details, but let's just say, well, the bad guys already know this, but I'm literally giving the White House advice, and I see almost all of it put into speeches and action. They're really listening to us right now. The vice president's listening very, very closely. I'll stop right there. But they have finally got it. Elaborate. Start over. You're saying in your own words, fog is lifted. Go ahead.
I've been in a situation where you're in command of something. There are people within your team that's like a team within the team. There's a team within your team, and you're not getting the straight story, or you're getting multiple stories, and there's multiple people you trust giving you conflicting stories. And it is really hard to sort out. They're gaslighting. And it can be quite foggy to work your way through. But my understanding is Trump has reached the point where there's no more miss for him. He understands the gravity. He understands what has happened. He understands.
And he knows who's told him the truth over and over and over again.
He knows, I feel this all could have been done by February 1st or February 15th, Valentine, 14th, Valentine's Day. But it took a long, there was a lot of bureaucracy. And Trump ordered the right things. He signed the right things all along. The bureaucracy fights him. The deep state, he signed it took like April until they interviewed the key whistleblowers. There's over a dozen. And a lot of feds involved this year. But it took until Trump signed the right thing to start a special task force. The deep state by June, July, not a person had been moved, not a dollar had been shifted.
Well, Todd Blanche sits on the task force.
Todd Blanche.
He blocks it.
That's how they do it. They fight from within so his orders don't get implemented. He's like moving through a swamp. It's like wading through a swamp up to your chest. You really can't run. You can't sprint.
Meanwhile, there's concerted disinfo attacking him.
Yeah.
He's far from perfect.
This Laura Loomer thing's hilarious. If Laura Loomer's doing it is to discredit you and just to throw more confusion into the scene, so is it because you're in this thing with Candace or you're on my side?
I try to be nice to her. I probably talk to her on the phone once a year, but she's become on the show maybe twice a year. I've known her for 10 years.
And she says you work.
And so she breaks this stuff about a coup plot like 5 weeks ago or so. She breaks the thing about a coup plot against Hegseth. I had separate sources that were trying to drive him out. she gets a lot of good information. She was doing great Pentagon interviews, so I have her on. And then she starts sending me, like, that day or the next day, whatever. I looked at my text messages. Hey, Tucker's Qatari. You better watch out, blah, blah, blah. So I call her up driving home or something. It was, like, a big, long meeting. It was, I don't know, long, 30 minutes, whatever. I'm driving, and I'm like, I don't think Tucker's this. I don't think Tucker's that. Once in hindsight, yeah, she did bring up Candace or something. And I said, I don't think she's Qatari. Maybe, you know, MI6 or something from what I've seen with her husband. But I said, I don't think that either. And I didn't think about it. And then Christmas Eve, I get this message saying, Merry Christmas, Alex. And it's her tweet saying, oh, yeah, I convinced Alex to go after Candace. And I instantly saw what that was, at least a publicity stunt. You know, because she's Jewish. She gets called Mossad and all this. And then it's like, oh, she's my handler. And I'm just like, what is it? Candace didn't do the things
to discredit
until the last few weeks. My beef is straight up and clear about, you said there's this meeting in Fort Huachuca. These people have alibis. Why are you doing this? And then she totally turns it this whole other thing. So I was thinking just publicity stunt, and I'm not doubting you. I can't prove it, but it makes sense. Anybody that's got access to the president, lobbyists come to him. You're saying your sources say Chevron, which is, people don't know, basically based in Venezuela.
Well, on November 6th of last year, of 2024, when Trump won, you can check, Chevron signed up with Ballard, as hired Ballard to be their, they had not expected Trump to win. So the day after he won, they signed, that Chevron hired Ballard to be their.
So can this be somebody in the White House wants to be discredited? They use her as their operative? I'm only speculating.
It's a hall of mirrors. And
here's my deal. I've got major problems with Israel, and when Israel does bad stuff, I expose it. But when I cover China and things they're doing, people literally go, oh, why cover for Israel? It's the same thing. I know Microsoft. I know Palantir. I know all these, General Motors, you know, NVIDIA. They all lobby, and the general public only has in their head that Israel lobbies. My deal is cover Israel all day. There's something bad be on their ass. But they literally, when I talk about governments or oil companies, they think it's like a joke. They don't understand how powerful corporations are.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell you a funny Overstock story or that to that end regarding?
Sure, go ahead.
You know, the great diamond in, company, De Beers?
Yes, the global diamond monopoly.
I was in a, it was global diamond monopoly, and they for
Oppenheimer's
a century had basically
goes back to Cecil Rhodes
on all the great sources of African diamonds in the world. And there's a place in London you go, there's 120 people in the world called site holders. They show up once every 6 weeks. They get a blue box. If you're a good boy and you maintain price integrity, it's nice, clear diamonds. If you're a bad boy and you're cutting price, you get cruddy. And so those people sell to manufacturers, who sell to distributors, it's this system has been in place 100 years. They hired, I was at a San Francisco like tech conference, and they were bragging that they had come up with a $50 a year diamond to a budget to stigmatize blood diamonds. They had invented this concept of blood diamonds.
Yeah, and this is public.
It's just the diamonds.
Anybody
that
else
they
mines
can
a diamond in Arkansas or anywhere in the world, it's evil. It's connected to slavery.
De Beers has been involved in apartheid, slavery, everything else. But they, once diamond sources.
Well, yeah, Cecil Rhodes, Rhodesia.
Yeah, once diamond mines came on that were not something that they originally, they tried to buy them up, any mines that started to come online. When they started to escape and they fell from 70-80% to like 40% of the market, they stigmatized any diamonds that came from anywhere else in the world. Well, certainly anywhere else in Africa are blood diamonds. They had a $50 million budget, including they spent $20 million for a James Bond movie to have it be a center of their store. Do you remember the James Bond movie? That one of those James Bond movie was all about blood diamonds. They paid $20 million for that. So it's the point is corporations craft these narratives to, it's all a big information operation.
Wow. So why would Loomer want to come out and say, right when I'm just asking Candace, hey, this is made up, it's going to hurt you, and then slide in knowing what she said?
I don't think it's about Candace. I think it's about that you've been exposing with me and my stuff, everything about Venezuela. Chevron in Venezuela. And the CIA.
Explain, like, Chevron is Venezuela.
Chevron is Venezuela. It's the Venezuelans have their own oil company called PDVSA, but Chevron has had this special exemption from all the other rules, and they've had this long 100-year relationship with Venezuela. And the major oil.
And they have the biggest known reserves in the world.
Yeah, $500 billion. 500 billion barrels versus Saudi's next biggest with 300 billion. So they have this, they're sitting on a lake of oil. The cartel took over the country for 25 years ago and seized the oil company and just looted somewhere, we think, $2 to $4 trillion. They looted while their own people starved. And in order to keep themselves from being voted out of power, they took over the election office. They created these computers.
So they're really behind it all.
And then that all propagated.
So here's the deal. We didn't talk about that before, and I had no idea. You didn't know about this.
No, but the CIA and Chevron are like this. The CIA is fighting along with these other guys for some other solution in Venezuela other than a new government, a real government. They want cartel. They want to go from cartel to cartel light, or cartel to Delcy Rodriguez, the stepdaughter of Carlos the Jackal. They are fighting for any solution other than the obvious solution. So, which is really a step towards murder. There's got to be some interim period, but you get to Maria Corina Machado.
Well, let's move to this. So Trump's grabbing the oil tankers now. He's hit the, Islamic operatives in Nigeria.
We're in World War III. We're in a type of war we've never, it's only now turning into the shooting phase, but we've been in World War III, a subversion that's gone on for 20 years.
And instead of being soaked up in the Middle East on our non-interest, Trump is pinpoint striking where it is our interest.
Yeah. And coming to, I'll take this all day over Ukraine. I think that
in the world, yes. Let me ask you this.
I've ever seen. Most avoidable war I've ever seen.
What happens, with Venezuela? Where are we now?
Well, it's a question of does Trump pull the trigger, or he's now doing the anaconda around them by seizing oil tanker after oil tanker.
He's blockading.
They have at most 30 days, at this point 20 days worth of cash before they go bankrupt.
So he's got them under siege.
He's got them. They're choking to death under anaconda. And I'm sorry, and people are suffering, but we can't. They started this World War III. They overthrew us, but the CIA is in cahoots with them. I know this is crazy, but the CIA is at, they want any solution.
Well, you said a month before they were in the news, what you said, they don't want regime change.
They fought regime change until about September. They're the part that's tried to downplay it. It's public. I can say this much. Tulsi Gabbard did prepare a whole report on everything that happened. The CIA has blocked it from actually being delivered to Trump and delivered. She knows what happened. She knows the whole story. She's the only one. There's no one else. She can't trust. The government is in rebellion. Tulsi has a small cadre of people around her beneath which she cannot trust the CIA. The CIA has set her up twice this year. Remember the thing she did about Iran? That was all a setup to make her look bad. They told her there are no, the Iranians are not close to nukes. So she went public like that. It was all to give her a black eye. And the other was this guy, Hugo Carvajal, the former head of military intelligence of Venezuela, has been sitting in a jail for 3 years. And he's reached out. He reached out and said, I'm willing to do everything, to turn everything over. I was part of it. I ran military intelligence. This all reports to me. I can tell you every deal we've cut, everything. The CIA blocked anyone from talking to him. They said he had no useful information. We finally had to snake somebody in there, get him hired as a dollar an hour paralegal, and snake them into the prison. The FBI and the Bureau of Prisons tried to block us, but they couldn't block a paralegal working for the guy. And he went, and they got weeks and weeks of testimony, and he ended up writing this long proffer.
We covered it a few weeks ago. It's public now. So
and there's a non-public one too. There's a more detailed one too.
So let me ask you this,
another general.
How is the Trump admin doing? What should he look out for?
Trump is the fog. Not that there was too much fog, and he has his own reasons, but he's gotten bare knuckle. He's going bare knuckle, and he's not putting up with any more of this kind of nonsense.
Well, that leads me to Epstein. I'm sure
maybe that's too hopeful.
I'm sure you probably already saw this, but what? They found another million files hidden by the Comeys in Southern District.
The Democrat files.
And Trump says this is going to destroy you. It's all Democrats. You thought you'd set me up. Enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas. I mean, what do you make of that?
I see that. Yeah. Well, I know what's in there. I can tell you, I was recruited to be Epstein 2.0.
You did say that. It's an aircraft, a bunch of stuff. Lex Wexner, what was happening?
I don't want to go into too much, but they asked me to take on after they were trying to set me up. First, before, now, a few months before he got arrested, like in 2019, that there was a lot of overtures for him to try to get me out there. I refused. Then after he was arrested, they tried to ask if I would take over. It was an offensive. We normally don't, to be honest, we don't do Red Sparrows. The U.S. doesn't do Red Sparrows, but this was a manufacturing Red Sparrow operation.
What's a Red Sparrow?
You explain what a Red Sparrow is.
I want it from your perspective.
It's a woman who's been trained to use seduction as part of an espionage.
So the U.S. specialty is not honeypots.
We don't do honeypots. But
when China's the biggest at it, right?
Well, it's an old Russian thing. Russia's
big too, yeah.
But there was a foreign operation that was tolerated, but the idea was it was to generate honeypots, is what I was told. To manufacture honeypots was that manufacture red sparrows is the word that was used with me, and that Jeffrey had gone over the line in 2007. No, or not since 2007, Badrick. Yeah, he went over the line when he went underage. He wasn't supposed to do that, but since 2007, he's been clean. And they didn't get yet that I had been, I was on my own investigation from the Senate Judiciary Committee, and I had what I wanted. They were trying to draw me in deeper. So I was trying to find, I was trying to surface for air and find somebody who could help. It was crazy how there's no one to help. There's no one, even when you stand in the Oval Office, he's been debating to pull the trigger the right way or to go the soft way. He now understands what's happened around him, but this has taken two or three times longer than it needed to. Now that everybody understands what this, they have, I can tell you this, I'll tell you one more detail. They have 100% proof, 100% unequivocal proof that 2020 was hacked by a foreign entity. They have, it's no longer a question, it's just a question of how, but they have, it's just, they have, and I'm a, it's, a part of it has been the consumption of people I have funded or been part of, like we've kept Clay Farik. Do you have that? Is that a video, that Clay Farik video? I mean,
this one right here? Yeah, this is Trump was out on True Social last night. 2020 election fraud accountability is coming. Election integrity will be restored. Tell us who this guy is before we play it.
He's a 27-year, they act like, oh, we just have a bunch of bombs. This guy's a 27-year Air Force veteran specialist in what's called penetration testing, which is to say hacking and counter-hacking and hardening systems so they can't be hacked. And he spent seven at the EAC. Do you know what the EAC is? It's the Election Commission, Election Assistant Corporation, over that all the machines report to. He's been a tester of machines for, so this guy is as thoroughly versed in this technology as you get.
And he was able to break into the machines. There's a couple clips. There's one of them.
Yeah. And this is testimony he gave.
Correctly. There were several states involved.
And which time period are you referring to?
This was 2020.
Before or after the election?
During the election.
Foreign penetration, foreign actors on Antrim.
In your examination.
Mesa. Maricopa.
Of any of these Dominion systems, have you seen any indication of non-election personnel,
CEO of a cyber company,
remotely accessing a Dominion system?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
I, too, have reviewed a series of emails produced by Dominion in which they're discussing remoting into Gwinnett County, Georgia.
You also mentioned Dominion remotely connecting to election systems, but you don't have any evidence that occurred in Georgia, correct?
There was one county. I've seen a lot of Dominion emails. I've had to translate Dominion emails from Serbian to English to verify the technical questions I was being asked about them, to verify that it was translated properly. So
it's your testimony that there is evidence of Dominion remotely accessing Georgia election equipment?
Yes, on the one county. It was included with stuff that I was researching and reading through, considering Colorado. Michigan was also involved, and there were other ones.
To your understanding, is Dominion able to remotely connect to these election systems?
Yes.
Are they able to do that without detection?
Yes.
And are you aware of any instances in which that has occurred?
Yes.
Wow.
Can you identify those instances?
One would be the Denver, Colorado server was granted or requested to grant Belgrade, only Belgrade. I did search. There is a Belgrade, Montana. Again, why would Montana need to connect into a Colorado file transfer server as part of the election system? And there are other components and things that were done in the background concerning the database and the configure of the database server that still do not have an engineering change order because if somebody works in an operational environments for a lot of different things. What I will tell you is sometimes things break or you have a problem and you have to fix it. And you submit a change request, or in this case, an engineering change order that's retroactive, right? You want to go back and make sure that you record the process so that you have change management and integrity of the system. If you do not record changes, you lead yourself down a very bad road.
I estimated that somewhere between 80 and 90% were going to Joe Biden. Throughout the day, it kept making me sicker and sicker every time I saw another Biden, Biden, Biden. And then I'm going through batches. 100% of the batches were Biden. I find that statistically impossible.
So I remember you back during 2020 theft saying Serbia, and we know later learned 2024 shut down. So how does Serbia tie in?
Serbia is actually the center of gravity of all of this. Venezuela is sort of its cradle. But there's a place in Serbia, and Serbia is the western edge of the Chinese sphere of influence, although it's up for grabs, and there's some really good Serbians that we should be friendly with. There's a headquarters there that's the real technical headquarters. The Dominion headquarters in Denver is just a front. And the truth is, whether you're buying Smartmatic machines like LA County or Dominion or Hart or ESNS, at the end of the day, the machines, it's just a different ornament on the hood. It's the same Smartmatic factory in Taiwan. It just gets a different label at the end of the assembly line, and they're all built so they can be penetrated from this place in Serbia.
The Trump admin has confirmed, people in the room, is coming out, that they have cell phone accessing hardware in all the machines.
Oh, yeah. We have all these records and of things being changed. And it's not anything you can find unless you get to what Tina Peters did. You, even if you try to run reports on the system, it's not going to show. It's because all the cheating is, they have designed the system. So there's no good audit of the system. There's no good.
Oh, we've had people, people hack businesses now. They'll put a fake screen up for you while they have the back screen.
Right.
What is this video that Trump just put out too, that shows, re-roll it. This woman, it looks like a thumb drive she's pocketing and putting in her pocket.
Oh yeah. This.
Go ahead and roll it. Now, what is this going on here?
This was, I think it may have been Fulton. May have the county wrong. But it's just that they're doing all kinds of hanky-pankies with votes, running them again. You know, they can make 50 votes. They get 190 votes, say, in one stack. They go through and they pick the ones that are most Democratic, make a new sub-stack, go and run it again and again and again. Suddenly you're banking up thousands of Democratic votes out of nowhere. But only by comparing the actual photographs can you really get to the detail and see at the microscope.
So how big is it? They confirm, 375,000? Yeah,
but there's so much more. There's so much.
And just Georgia, though.
That's just Georgia. But the issue is Georgia was lost by 11,000 votes, or Biden won by 11,000 votes. I should emphasize this. I didn't even vote for Trump in 2020. I'm a straight libertarian. I've changed. I voted for
him. I interviewed you days before January 6th. Like, well, I'm not even a Trump guy, but I'm investigating that.
Yeah, it was just, we can't have a Bolshevik revolution. So we had so many of these, not just anecdotes, we had in Georgia. This bounty hunter I mentioned, he had a girl with purple hair, looked like Antifa, sort of walk into the county election head warehouse, and there were different piles of ballots, and they should all be identical, printed at the same printer, and she snatched three different samples from three different piles. We got them to a team, ex-FBI paper forensic examiners. That's where I was New Year's Day, 2021, at the guy's home garage laboratory, and they were comparing, and they said, they gave an affidavit that said two of these ballots come from one print shop and one comes from another. They can look at the ink refractivity, how it bounces off. They can look at all these things I would never have thought to look at, but it's like literally like the differences in ink and such. And they say two of the ballots are from one print shop, like from a legitimate, this ballot is from a different shop, and it should not be. It's a different printing company. And then it got, actions were taken, and a Dominion executive, and I only know this not due to my lawsuits, because I'm in the middle of a whole bunch of nonsense in D.C. Anything I say, they try to say, well, you're getting this out of the discovery. An executive at Dominion, who was down in Atlanta, Georgia, called for some Senate bill or Senate decision was made to get all the materials that were there up at such an hour. So a Dominion executive called a shredding company to send over, you know, a big shredding truck, and they moved 3,000 pounds into it. They got military grade shredded, but we were recovered, and we had them in a garage, and the FBI showed up and made them take them.
Crazy. Patrick Byrne on X, Enemy Within, DocuSeries.com. Great job.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.